This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Hey, Barry.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's time for our usual weekly review of what's in the news talk radio world. This is news for you. It's the overview of the charts from Talkers for the week of January 13th to the 17th. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my colleagues Jennifer Horn from the DJV program. She's on with me every morning, and she's also on The Answer, KRLA in Los Angeles, every morning from 6 until 9. Rich McFadden is here. He's the operations director and responsible for a lot of the mayhem that you hear on the radio at Radio America. Rick Jensen does his own mayhem in the midday at WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. And then there's the lovely Victoria Jones and her cat at the D.C. radio company in Washington. I hope that we have the cat somehow corralled in the basement or somewhere so that we can, before we went on the air, all we could hear was that cat. Meow. Let's go through the stories, because I actually do want to go. Just let me go through the list, and I want to spend the first part of the program, as Jennifer is only with us for a few minutes. The impeachment, certainly, and no surprise, is number one. But at number 10, we're back to talking about sports items, because that Major League Baseball cheating scandal is at number 10. Certainly deserves a lot of attention, and we'll give it its due in a moment or two. It is huge. The Brexit or Megxit, I don't know, this is, hello. Be happy you're not living in Europe at the moment, I think. I'll have, we'll check in with Victoria on that one. She's usually closest to the info on that. Number 9. Number 8, the overall discussion of homelessness. It's about time. It is about time this became a national discussion. Jennifer and I, and our experiences in Los Angeles, you live in a more residential area, an area that's sort of out a little bit, but I'm living in a very well-to-do neighborhood on the Venice-Santa Monica line, and the homeless walking down, there's no traffic in the street, nothing, except these guys going down the street with
like
their
zombies.
I've only been in this place for a month, and I'm sick of it already. Imagine living here all the time.
It's a zombie apocalypse in Santa Monica.
Yeah.
What's
and
really
the people
sad
in Los Angeles, the guys running this city, they are so damn clueless, Rich. It is amazing how these people think.
They need to triage.
I'm really interested in talking about this, but finish your list. Let's not get to that.
Yeah, no, but they need to triage the problem like they would after any disaster. Instead, they just bring in trailers and they say, okay, now you're fixed. Well, no, most of these people are drug addicts or mentally ill or both.
Number 7. The focus on immigration reform and how much of the wall has been built. I want to go back to this because I don't think people have been thinking much about the wall. Meanwhile, the wall's being built. Number 6, the weather, fires in Australia, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Number 5, what's going on in Russia with Bad Vlad. Number 4, our relationship with China and the trade deal that was signed this week. Situation in Iran is number 3 in our relationship with them. Presidential race number 2. With a lot of focus on Michael Bloomberg this week. And number 1, the impeachment. So, Jennifer, let's start there. you're very close to this. I'm sure all of you have been talking about it, but Jennifer and I talk about it every day, and she's really up on it. So where do we go?
Well, we go to an impeachment trial, which is already underway as we speak, but will get underway in real content on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern time. So the Chief Justice John Roberts has been sworn in. The senators were sworn in. They had to sign an oath book, basically, to be fair jurors. The hardest part of all this is that the senators are not going to get to speak. There are very stern rules that are going to be hanging over this trial. The senators are not allowed to speak to themselves, to aides, to each other out loud.
They can't talk to themselves?
No, you can't say anything during the trial. They can, maybe they can talk to themselves after. They also can't share, they can't talk a lot about what they're going to be doing with the news media. There's really strict rules about that. So this hurts a couple of presidential campaigns. It hurts Michael Bennett, who we might forget is still running. It hurts Amy Klobuchar, Mitch McConnell, and Elizabeth Warren, who, I'm sorry, not Mitch McConnell, Mitch Bernie McConnell Sanders. How did I switch those two out? Wow. That was Freudian. Jeez. So all four of those are trying to run a presidential campaign with Iowa just less than, 20 days away now. You've got these people who are trying to get out there to the public, and they're really tied to this trial, and they can't comment. They can comment about it broadly, but not specifically. So it'll be interesting to see what the impact is on the presidential race and who gets the stink of impeachment attached to them as voters go to vote at the Iowa caucus in February.
Yep. So you've got that, and then there are those who are running ads. This group of Republicans that want to have people testify, they're actually so upset about it that they've used one of their fundraising efforts to come up with $1 million to buy advertising on Fox and Friends, and I think on one of the other shows that who's the guy on the Fox Money?
Lou Dobbs,
right. So that's apparently the president watches both those shows a lot. So. But there are rifts in the Republican Party that I don't think a lot of people are talking about. Do you sense that they are, Jennifer?
I think the Republican Party is pretty solidly behind President Trump. For the senators, however, there are some that are often the ones that you want to look at. Lisa Murkowski, Susan Collins, Mitt Romney might be on the list of those senators to see how they vote on witnesses. I think that's far more important than to the conversation than actual to actually have him removed from office. I don't believe that's going to happen. You'd have to have 67 out of 100 vote to have Trump removed. And I just don't think you're ever going to get there unless some huge bombshell comes out.
Nah.
But Susan Collins has indicated she'd like to see witnesses called. And so that could be significant. Again, in what capacity? Are they going to be all Democrat witnesses? Are they going to be witnesses that would bolster President Trump's claims? That's going to play out as the trial gets underway next week.
So the news media is pretty much banned from all this, right?
Well, they can report on it, and they can watch.
Report
it's
how?
There's going to be an audience.
They can't watch everything. No, they can't, actually, and they can't watch everything, and neither can we, because they can turn off the one camera whenever
the
it
monitors.
Suits them. And the reporters are penned in like animals. I've been a Senate correspondent. No, excuse me, Doug, before you start that and taking this sort of this chorus thing how
you know
sad
why
that
I've done
is.
It? Because I'm sick of these people telling me how to think. I'm sick of it.
No,
Let
me say why it's not about that, if I may, just for a second.
Yeah.
Why it's not about that. And what it's like being a Senate correspondent and why this is the best beat in Washington, D.C. for the American public.
And you had the beat for 10 years or so, didn't you? You're on that beat?
No, I wasn't a Senate correspondent for very long. You have a tremendous freedom, which the senators agree with and like, to go around the Senate. You can go down into the Senate subway. You can walk with the senators. You can't necessarily go into the elevators with them. It depends, but you can walk with the senators. You can talk with the senators. You can walk with the animals. You can ask questions. Now, what they've done by penning them in is that they have ensured that, and they've put in all kinds of restrictions on how you can get into the Senate chamber, which are not normally there, which are kind of ridiculous, very ridiculous. What they've done, they've ensured that suppose you are a listener to this show from from any state, you may not get to hear a comment from your senator unless that senator chooses to go across to a reporter. Normally, reporters would be able to go up to senators and ask them questions. So this is self-selected now. Unless your senator feels like saying, oh, this is what I think, you're not going to hear. Now, that's not the way reporting works in this country. That's not the way the free press works in this country or in the Senate, but they have penned them in to restrict them.
How was it different with Clinton? Were you around for that one?
They weren't in pens. I wasn't around for that one. They weren't in pens.
Okay. I'm happy to have your explanation because I don't think many people have the expertise or knowledge that you do when it comes to how this is set up. So I made my comment. Rich, you got anything to say about how this is all working here in Washington as well at Radio America? All eyes are on this.
You know what I see? I'm just watching the coverage of it every day, and it's just so fake. It's so transparent from all sides. It doesn't matter. And the whole thing just comes across. No matter what's really happening, you can't get real facts. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so that's why I love listening to this. That's why I love coming and listening to Rick and Victoria and Jennifer just kind of throw out the perspectives of this is what's really happening, because I get a better sense of the whole sham that's going on and then what's really
very
real.
Self-serving.
Because it's very hard to tell what's real anymore. Yeah.
To Victoria's point, and look, I'm my major was journalism. I support a free press. It's unfortunate to me that I've lost trust in the media because the news media, I don't think that they've done much to earn our faith over the last 10 years. But I'm not worried about some news being repressed from this trial because every senator likes to be a television star. The fact that they can't talk, they're going to be dying to run to that pen of the news media to try to spin stories the way that they want to spin them.
Yep.
You know, it's a great point if I made. They report it more like a soap opera than actually anything substantive. For example, what was a big story on Thursday of this past week? A big story was Elizabeth Warren saying, "You lied to me on national TV."
Right.
Whereas the more... Yeah, but the more substantive story should have been, hey, this Medicare for All will cost 1.8 million jobs, people who are clerks and
but and we don't care about that stuff
in insurance. Exactly, but
it's
that's the
gossip.
Real that's how all this stuff really affects people, but this doesn't affect people. It's
what
nonsense,
did we talk about
like
last
Doug
week?
Said.
I think last week, the thing that just shocked me so much, because I really do make it, and I know we all do, make it our jobs to try to figure out what the heck is going on, not just here, but around the globe. The fact that we didn't know about the Green Zone, about Iran's occupation of Iraq, about the fact that Iraq is really becoming a client state, because the news media is so focused on what Kellyanne Conway is saying, or what she wore, or what Melania did, and are they still together, and are they holding hands? We don't actually know about the big picture.
Oh, what Jillian Michaels said about Lizzo.
Right.
What do other people in other countries who get real news think of us when we are sitting here following all of this stuff?
You know, I've said this, Richie.
When Prince Harry is a bigger story than what's going on in Iraq.
I find out when I travel, I've been fortunate enough to travel all around the world, and I find that whenever I travel outside the country, I learn more about what's going on in the country than I am learning when I'm here. And I do this for a living. That's pretty amazing stuff. Thanks, Jennifer.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is a second-generation, locally-owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423 at Advanced Automotive.
As we remember the anniversary of the North State fires, Northern Valley Catholic Social Service would like to thank you. Because of you, NVCSS has served over 26,000 people in the North State. Because of you, children have returned to school. Our communities are rebuilding. Families have a new place to call home. People are healing. Northern Valley Catholic Social Service thanks you. Together, we will continue inspiring hope and transforming lives.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here we are back in the fold again on the Talk Radio Countdown, the Talk Radio Review. Rich McFadden, Victoria Jones, Rick Jensen is here. Rick, we heard the least from you in the last segment, so let me start with you on the presidential race. Joe Biden from your state of Delaware is number one. I thought it was very interesting. I was listening to Ben Shapiro this week on his syndicated program talk about, for 14 minutes, I timed it, about Michael Bloomberg. If you don't think these guys in the Republican Party, the Republican hierarchy, the Republican, the Trump sycophants or whatever they call them, aren't worried about Bloomberg, listening to Ben Shapiro talk about Michael Bloomberg for 14 minutes better give you a clue. And I think
the concept there is, you know, whether there's a negotiated convention and Bloomberg comes out as the nominee. But it was interesting to me to watch the folks at CNN and MSNBC complaining that no one on that stage looked like they were somebody who could actually beat Trump. And they were very concerned and went actually quiet for a while on some of these shows. And Joe Biden, Delaware, there are people here that love him, always will love him. There are Republicans that have voted and would vote for Joe. But Joe... Right. Someone's got to say this, and I'm the one to say it. He looked tired. He looked exhausted. Yeah. The only time he had any energy was when he made his final statement. And if you're going to go up against Trump, you're going to have more energy. My opinion is Elizabeth Warren won that day.
Oh, my God, please. She's what a horror show.
Well, she did.
I don't know how she won it when she basically, I mean, Bernie's up there pointing his finger around, and then afterwards, I thought one of the most interesting moments was when Tom Steyer was going to go over and try to have some small talk with him and realized he walked in the middle of a real argument and headed out. See you later.
And it's so funny because, well, that plays well for Bernie because, you know, Bernie is he's the candidate for the common man. Here comes the billionaire saying, I just want to talk to you. And Bernie says, whatever, and walks away from the billionaire, Tom Steyer. Mm-hmm. It was rather amusing.
Yeah. All right. Anybody
Bernie's
get anything else out of the debate, Richie?
Got a shot. If they cheat Bernie out of this again, you will see 25% of Bernie supporters vote for Trump.
Yep.
Wow.
Why?
Really? Because they are anti. He is anti-establishment. Trump is anti-establishment.
And so 25% of his supporters will just go, I'm not going with establishment Joe. I'm going to go anti-establishment. They're going to go over to Trump.
You're all going to mark my words.
Vote,
you're
or
all
they
be
won't
surprised.
Vote at all, which is
or they
won't vote at all, which is the same.
Yeah.
What I thought was so interesting, and once again, yet another massive mistake by the Democrats, who just are, you know, as in disarray as Labour in Britain. Why are they not talking about the Supreme Court?
In what regard? You mean as the
Because the Supreme Court is the most important issue. The Republicans talk about the Supreme Court and courts all the time.
Yeah.
Who's being appointed?
And the Democrats is like, if
you know,
you
are right.
The courts,
you
control
are so
nothing.
Right. Yeah, you know, Trump is one of the reasons I vote for Trump. I will vote for Trump again is because of what he's done in the district courts across this country. He's installed over hundreds of judges, I think, and the Supreme Court. And so forget all the shenanigans of Trump. To me, the court system was getting out of control, overruling the citizens' laws that they vote for in their districts. And so somebody, you know, Oregon would decide they want this, and they make a law, and then some court overrules.
You know what a perfect
Trump
example
is reversing
of that is?
All of that garbage.
Number 8 is homelessness on the overview. This is the first time this has ever showed up on the countdown. And those judges that you're talking about are responsible for part of the mayhem that is the homelessness problem, not only here in Los Angeles County, but up and down the West Coast, some of the big cities on the East Coast. But it's no more apparent than it is here in Los Angeles. It is out of everywhere. It doesn't make a difference whether you live in an upscale neighborhood or you live off of the one of the interstates. It is just, I've never seen anything like it, and it's changed so much in the last year even. These people are all over the place. 28 past the hour.
Imagine waking up tomorrow and being 20 pounds lighter. What would that do for you? How much better would you feel? Now, we all know that overnight weight loss is not realistic or safe, but if you're taking Calitrin, it can be that easy. Take Calitrin once a day and you can lose weight and feel better. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went to a size 42 and never felt better in my life.
Hello, my name is Joyce and I am from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to size 16. It makes my sister-in-law's jealous. It really works.
When you give Calitrin 90 days to work, it has a huge 86% success rate. If you want weight loss with real lasting results, visit TopLoss.com for more information or call 833-TOP-LOSS. That's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
When weather hits, the right wiper blades make all the difference. That's when the Michelin Man is on your side, helping you see better and drive safer with new Michelin Premium Wiper Blades. Designed with exclusive SmartFlex technology, a frameless beam design, Michelin Blades flex to the curve of your windshield, giving you unparalleled streak-free, long-lasting, all-season performance. So when the going gets tough, be ready with Michelin Premium Wiper Blades. It's a difference you can see. Available at Walmart, Pep Boys, Amazon, and other fine retailers.
Ah, the bull elk's bugle, one of nature's most wondrous sounds. That is not a bull elk, that's Kim. Her RV sewage tank is spewing all over her camper. Way, way out in the middle of elk country. Yep, there's an elk. And that's Kim. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 at the hour now. This is the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, brought to you every week at this time, thanks to the work that's done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. You can go to talkers.com, see the list of the top stories according to their research and the people involved in the stories. Also, you can listen to Talkers Radio and see Talkers Television there as well. So we're graduating up the scale here to some of the other items that are on the story list this week with Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company, Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Rich McFadden is here from Radio America. And we were talking about the homelessness and how the legal system has completely fallen apart, as have many other things in our system, especially here on the West Coast. Some of the rulings that have come down from some of the courts as to the rights of the homeless. It is, what about the rights of the people that are paying the bill? What about the taxpayers? Well, if I moved into this neighborhood, I'll move out as quickly as I can, because I'm not going to put up with the kind of foolishness that is a part of life here in one of the busiest. I'm like four blocks from a home that Julia Roberts owns on the beach in Victoria, in Venice. I can't for a second imagine that she'd put up with this. By God, it just is amazing. I mean, I love being here. The energy's great. The weather's pretty good, but I'll tell you, I'm damn sick. I really am. I mean, you can tell by my tone. I'm just sick of it. There's no excuse.
Your real problem, I think, is the your real problem is the
problem
Ninth
is liberalism. That's what the problem is.
Well, this and the liberals on the Ninth Circuit Court, right? Who determined that these towns cannot fine people for sleeping on the sidewalks? They say, well, there's no other shelter. You cannot
fine them anyway because they don't have any money.
And can't, right. Well, yeah. And then, of course, then you jail and then relocate them and try to find them a place of shelter. And the Ninth Circuit Court said, no, you can't do that. So,
but you know, the other part of it is the balsam that Seattle and Portland, some of the cities in Oregon and Washington, they give these people bus fare and tell them to get on a bus for Los Angeles. And that's what they do.
When I was back in the 80s, I was working at a car dealership right over the Washington, D.C. line in Maryland, in Silver Spring, Maryland. And we used to get homeless problem wasn't near as bad back then, but we'd get the homeless people wander on the lot and they'd be drunk or whatever, and we'd be worried about them, and or they'd just be, you know, going crazy. So we'd call the police, and the police would come, and I'm like, you know. And so finally I asked one day, I'm like, what do you do with these guys? We drop them off at the Metro and give them Metro fare down to Washington, D.C.
Yeah. Oh, right.
That's how Silver Spring, Maryland, handled their homeless problem, is they give them Metro fare to D.C.
And I live in Framingham, my other home on the East Coast, in Framingham, Massachusetts, and the police, it's well known at this point, because Framingham had become very liberal when it came to helping the homeless. So the police in Waltham would go around on Saturday morning at 3 or Sunday morning at 3 o'clock. They'd fill up every empty police car that they have, and they'd bring them, all the homeless, to Framingham and drop them off. That's what they do. The police in Waltham bring the homeless to Framingham and dump them off. That's what they do. So
I got news for you. That happens in communities all over the country.
Right. And it's a scourge. The fact that we've let it get to this point, for whatever the reason, it doesn't fix what the problem is. The problem can be, and most anybody with any common sense, you build affordable housing so that the people who are out on, I mean, either that or some of the homeless can, you know, make a choice. We make it easy for them to be homeless, but go move someplace where it's cheaper to live and find a job, for God's sakes.
It's a mental health issue. It's a drug issue.
It is mental health.
It's an affordability issue. It's
affordability
all those
things. Housing. Right. Yeah.
They can all move to Nancy Pelosi's district where they're all set up, and they love it when the homeless people poop on the sidewalks. Apparently, that's the way to do it.
Yeah. All right.
A little snark there.
Either that or we'll go to send them to Wilmington. Do you have a problem with homelessness in Wilmington? Seriously.
We have some really great organizations. Philadelphia, which is about 20 minutes north of North Wilmington, has obviously a larger population. We have some great organizations that work with people who are local as well. And I think that we have a lot of communication amongst these organizations here that are working with people to get them off the drugs. And it needs to be improved because we don't have enough facilities, like most cities, for people who really are ready to get off the opiates, get off the drugs, stop self-medicating with alcohol or whatever they can find. And once they do, we have some great organizations that actually get people their GEDs and get them back to work and help them out. But they have to be ready to do that. And if they're not ready to do that, then you go off and live in Pelosi's district.
All right. Number 7 on the countdown, number of reforms, including immigration reform. The reason I bring that up is because, once again, the news media, which is the scoundrel of all scoundrels, the immigration situation. How many people knew that there are another, 1,000 feet of the wall that's been built in the past couple of months? Did you know that? Who knew that there were any more? I wasn't even paying attention to it.
Meanwhile,
we're not paying attention to what's really going on.
I'm up to speed on Prince Harry, though.
Yeah.
I am so up to speed on Prince Harry, I'm telling you.
I got that down.
All right, the weather is number 6, the fires in Australia. I don't know what else we can say about that other than it's the same focus as
there
it
has been
the last
There was some rain. There's been
months.
Some rain.
A little bit of rain. Have that? Okay, good.
Yeah.
So that's important. Who thinks that a bad Vlad isn't powdering his own nose with the way things have changed around in Russia this week, all these people, doesn't it really leave, even though he can't run again, he can still be influential in who it is that runs, and he's cleaning it looks like the house is getting cleaned out so the new people can be appointed by him. Is that
Well, this is Putin's power. It really is this power swap 2.0, because you remember, Doug, everybody remembers back when he and Medvedev actually switched positions because he couldn't run for a third term. And now he can't run for a third term. So he says, okay, well, let's just change the government. And he's going to switch again and go back to being prime minister, I think.
Yeah,
and so it's just bizarre that the government would resign to allow him to do this.
Well, he's got a lot of power, this guy. You don't realize how centralized the power is.
The king of Russia.
Yeah, that's right. Ooh. There is the czar, the new Russian czar. Gee, that's who he is. He's the new Russian czar, looking for a czarina, I understand, too. Number four, the trade war. So the reason that I find this important for us to talk about is its implications for American agriculture and what is happening on the small family farm in America, what's happening basically to your food supply. The Chinese trade war has hurt a lot of small, medium-sized farmers. Some of the big, the bigger ag industries haven't been hurt because the government has paid them all off with that wonderful $16 billion bailout that should have gone to the family farmers. But guys like me got $89.38, and people who live on Park Avenue in New York and Ocean Avenue in Palm Beach are getting checks for $250,000. So that's the most vulnerable, as far as I'm concerned, where Trump is most vulnerable. He hasn't paid attention to it.
Well,
he doesn't. Richie thinks he knows what's going on, but go ahead.
So Trump finished kind of phase one of the trade deal this week with China, and I'm looking at an article in The Hill, and here's if both sides can hold up the phase one agreement, here's what you can expect to see. First thing, are you ready for this, Doug?
Yeah.
China commits to buy more U.S. crops and products.
Yeah, right. But in the meantime, they're also buying up the means of they own the sausage maker, the pork company, they own the tuna fish company now, and they're on their way to buying out all the chicken companies, or the chicken growers. And we're asleep at the switch. I don't know where Trump is on that, why he doesn't see, or what, maybe there's a deal. Who knows?
So they saw the writing on the wall and said, okay, well, if we can't export to you, we'll just go
we'll
in and buy all of your companies that created it.
Yeah, that's what's going on. It's amazing. Amazing. The situation in Iran.
You want the other three points?
Yeah, okay.
China's going to crack down on patent theft.
Mm-hmm.
And then
you mean the theft of our patents? We're not stealing anything from them. They're stealing everything from us.
Yeah, declare a truce on the exchange rates and interest rates.
Yeah.
And then they'll open financial markets to U.S. firms.
Okay, I believe that. I don't believe it for a minute that they're going to clamp down on stealing our stuff. I don't believe that.
But just the fact that something's being done is the key here.
They're talking about it at any rate, one way or the other. Yep. All right, we'll continue. We've still got a couple of other things here. I think we ought to discuss thoroughly the Iran situation, and we'll do that with the members of the group here, Rich McFadden, Victoria Jones, Rick Jensen. That's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with the overview of the official charts from Talkers for this past week, the week of January 13th, 17th, on the story list at number 10, the World of Sports Talk Radio, with an emphasis on the Major League Baseball cheating scandal. That's at 10. What's going on in England with Brexit? Number 9, homelessness and its impact on life in American cities and elsewhere, especially on the West Coast. Number 8. Number 7, reforms, healthcare reform, immigration reform. That's all on the front burner. Number 6 is the weather. Number 5, the situation with Bad Vlad and the Russian power. The model which keeps him in power basically for as long as he wants. Number 4, our dealings with China and the new trade deal. Iran and that situation, which is a mess. At number 3, presidential race and who's zooming whom. And number 1, the impeachment story, the continuing focus on how to get rid of Donald Trump. And they're not necessarily going about it in the right way. So that's it. Those are the top stories this week on Talk Radio Review, with a guarantee of satisfaction or your money back. That's what Power Swabs is happy to offer you. Actually, when you get onto the Power Swabs routine, you don't have to do it every month or you do it when your teeth turn yellow. But most of the time when people go on the Power Swabs thing, follow the routine, they don't need it again, maybe for years. And if you change your evil ways and you don't drink so much wine, you don't smoke as much, and you don't drink coffee and tea, it won't yellow your teeth and you'll be in pretty good shape. But if you have, right now, those ugly yellow teeth, Let's get into this intensive whitening introductory kit from Power Swabs. Call 800-208-1797 right now to get your bright smile back. You will get 40% off the manufacturer's suggested retail price, which is $99, so you're down to $59. Then you take an extra $10 off, so now $49. And with it, you get the stain-out swabs, you get the white swab, and the stain-out quick stick. All part of the same deal for about $40. 800-208-1797. What a deal when you consider if you ask your dentist to whiten your teeth, he's going to charge you $600-$700. This is the deal. And no sensitivity. Your gum's not going to bother you. It's all great, all good, and all available right now at 800-208-1797. Once again, if you're asking, what's the name of that product again? They are called Power Swabs. You break open the little stick, you take the Q-tip and apply them to your teeth, and before you know it, your teeth are two shades whiter. Keep doing that for a couple of months, and wow, you're going to be surprised. 800-208-1797, that's the way you get the deal. Use the DJV code, 800-208-1797, Power Swabs.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
When Hurricane Irma devastated Green Cove Springs, Florida, news footage showed hundreds of stranded people and utility workers desperately trying to restore power to thousands. A man wanting to help brought his food truck from another town and began to offer hot meals to utility workers. But the local police shut him down because he didn't have a food truck permit. He couldn't get one either because the city hall was closed. So were all the restaurants. So he wasn't competing with anybody, just trying to help. We understand the need for rules, but they should be applied with common sense. A neighboring town facing the same crisis welcomed the barbecue truck. They understand that feeding people during emergencies is more important than permits. And it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. On the Talk Radio Countdown Show, let's close out our thoughts on stories and talk about the people that are on the list that are actually attached to most of the stories. At number 10, Alex Cora. Number 9, Prince Harry and his wife, Meghan Markle. Number 8, Vladimir Putin. Number 7, the Ayatollah. Number 6, Joe Biden. And Michael Bloomberg tied for that slot. Look out for Michael Bloomberg. I keep saying that because I think a lot of people are asleep at the switch when it comes to his impact. Number 5, Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren and their spat. Rudy Giuliani and his pal, Mr. Parnas, number 4. Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler and these other characters, Nancy Pelosi, have the 2 and 3 slot. And, of course, at number 1, Donald Trump gets the most airtime. He sucks the air out of the room, as a matter of fact. When we're talking about him, nothing else seems to be of any relevance. That's it. That's the story. The People List on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen here with Rick Jensen and Victoria Jones to finish up our conversation for this hour. The situation in Iran and the blame. And what was most telling for me this week was seeing the video of not one but 2 missiles. They weren't sure they got the plane the first time. And I was talking with my audience on the DJV program about the speculation that these people, there were 24 folks on the plane that were defectors from the Iranian Republic, and they wanted them not to go, so they shot the plane down. I think that's one of the things that's in there. What about the rest of, what about it, Victoria? What do you hear? What's the buzz on our relationship with Iran now?
Well, I think a very interesting story coming out from the Wall Street Journal, which is that the Pentagon is now admitting that 11 U.S. troops were injured in the Iranian missile strike on two Iraqi bases housing U.S. troops earlier this month, which were launched in retaliation for the killing of Soleimani. Defense One reported that on Thursday. Initially, Defense One is a great reporting site. So that is different from what we were first told.
All right. Well, what a surprise. A correction in the story. All right, Rick, what about you and your audience? How much have you talked about that with them?
We have quite a bit, mostly about the media coverage, wherein you had New York Times reporters, for example, saying, oh, my gosh, Iran, they're so reasonable, and we're not. I'm thinking, really, reasonable? They shot down a civilian airliner. How reasonable. Yeah. Thanks,
guys. To the New York Times. Rick Jensen, WDEL, Victoria Jones, D.C. Radio Company, Doug Steffen here.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Hey, guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. Boy, was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Promote your locally owned business on KCNR, Reading's only locally owned radio station. Brand your business through one of our advertising packages or by sponsoring a Colt 45's live broadcasted game. Call KCNR at 605-4565.
Get a 20-year, 200,000-mile powertrain warranty at no cost with every new 2020 Kia model exclusively at Reading Kia. 20-year, 200,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. For details, see dealer or go to ReadingKia.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's Tech Talk time here with a focus on the top five stories from this week in the world of technology and how they affect you. First, at number five, counting to number one, Vermont has a senator that's introduced legislation this week that would make it illegal for anybody under the age of 21 to own or use a cell phone. I thought this was pretty cool, actually. The bill introduced by a lawmaker who said he wanted to make a point that a cell phone is more dangerous than a gun. If the bill passes, anybody under the age, the legal drinking age, legal smoking age, caught using a cell phone, could face a $1,000 fine. The bill from State Senator John Rogers argues that people under 21 are not developmentally mature enough to safely possess cell phones. He also says using the phones while driving is one of the leading killers of teenagers in the U.S. He's not wrong about that. His bill says that young people frequently use cell phones to bully and threaten other young people, activities that have been linked to many suicides, and goes on to blame the devices for radicalizing and recruiting terrorists and fascists and extremists. You know, he's got pretty good points here. Rogers is a gun rights advocate, too, by the way. He says he introduced the bill to protest The Vermont legislature seems bent on taking away our Second Amendment rights, so let's take away the guns, which is the wrong motivation. If he hadn't done it for that reason, I'm still supportive of that. The states that carry this program in Vermont, you hear me say that, and maybe you like it, maybe you don't, but I think he said he has no delusions the bill's going to pass, but boy, I think it's worthy of a national conversation. So that's that story from Vermont, number five. Number four this week on the list of the top five tech stories is a focus on Apple, which has launched a new replacement program for the XS, the iPhone XS, the XS Max, and the XR smart battery cases after charging issues were discovered. Some of the cases may have a problem where they won't charge when they're plugged into power, or they may fail to charge the iPhone. If your model is affected, Apple or one of its authorized service providers will replace it free. At $129, the battery case is not cheap, for sure, but their tight integration with the iPhone means they come with a few advantages. iOS displays the charge level of your battery case in its top notification bar, for example, can also pass data through the battery case, the lightning port in the battery case. If your case is eligible for a replacement, then it might be worth taking it into the Apple Store, regardless of whether it's having a problem or not. You get a newer model, could be less chance of it being a problem in the future. If you want to take advantage of the program, then Apple says you'll need to take it to an authorized service provider or an Apple Store where it will be examined to make sure that it's eligible. If it is, then Apple says it'll dispose of your old model in an environmentally friendly way. That case will be covered for 2 years following their original sale. That's according to Apple. Number three, the phrase, OK Boomer, making it to the Supreme Court. The term OK Boomer, because of the usage of it by Chief Justice John Roberts, he was discussing age discrimination at a Supreme Court hearing and whether saying that during a job interview, that is OK Boomer, could qualify as legal evidence. The moment came during a case hearing for a case called Babb versus Wilkie, which the plaintiff, a fellow named Norris Babb, was in her early 50s at the time of the incident, alleged that she was denied a promotion from the Department of Veterans Affairs based on her age and her gender. During questioning, the justice asked if hiring a person, if you were to say, okay, Boomer, is that actionable? According to the court transcript, the question was met with laughter. Ultimately, the court moved on after noting that it would likely be actionable if the term was used as a way to negatively judge a job candidate, especially if done so against a younger alternative. I don't know that people are talking about. Here's something that a lot of people in my neck of the woods are talking about. The Bose Corporation, which is headquartered in my hometown of Framingham, Massachusetts, planning to close all its retail stores here in North America, around Europe and Japan and Australia. The decision was announced. The fact that headphones and speakers and other products are increasingly purchased through e-commerce is the reason. A lot of employees are going to be laid off. Bose opened its first retail store in 1993, has locations in a lot of shopping centers around the country. They're going to keep some stores open in other countries, but not in this circumstance. This is, I don't know, I guess it is what it is. It's part of what we call progress. And the number one story, cyber crooks are targeting retirement accounts. Be on the alert. You don't have a habit of opening your retirement account paper statements. You may want to start now because a lot of cyber crooks are siphoning money out of these retirement accounts. And if you don't look at it all the time, you won't know. So be wary of responding to or opening attachments on your email links, too, about financial information. Word to the wise at 59 past the hour.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now. A lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military.
I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit. My family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Chiefs worked their way past the Titans, 35-24. A small earthquake's been reported in southern Kansas. The magnitude 4.5 shaker struck near Hutchinson shortly after 1 o'clock this afternoon. No damage was immediately reported. Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley said Saturday that Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is expected to present a resolution that will allow President Trump's legal counsel to immediately dismiss the impeachment charges during the Senate impeachment trial that starts this coming Tuesday in Washington.
Hawley told news outlet Axios on Saturday that he has seen the resolution as it stood a day or two ago, and his understanding is that the resolution will give the president's team the option to either move to judgment or to move to dismiss at a meaningful time. The junior senator also said he'd be very, very surprised that the final resolution didn't give Mr. Trump's lawyers that ability and that he might not vote for it. McConnell told reporters last week that there's little or no sentiment in the Republican conference for a motion to dismiss. He said our members feel that we have an obligation to listen to the arguments. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
More news and analysis at townhall.com.
Bastion Gorka here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the 3-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now like me, glad they ordered the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the 3-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
Checking out other news around the country, the British are planning special events when they officially leave the European Union.
The government plans to mark Brexit by projecting a countdown onto the Prime Minister's official residence at 10 Downing Street in London until 11 p.m. when the break takes place. The government neighbourhood of Whitehall is to be illuminated as part of a light show with union flags flown from all the poles in Parliament Square. A commemorative coin will also enter circulation that day. Prime Minister Boris Johnson plans to make a speech to the nation after holding a rare cabinet session in the north of England to emphasise his government's plan to spread opportunity to that economically troubled region. It comes as Britain's Treasury Chief, Sajid Javid, admitted that some UK business sectors will suffer as a result of Brexit in an interview with the Financial Times. Sarah Bassett, London.
Townhall.com. The average pay for America's private university presidents grew by 10.5% in 2017. Dozens received paychecks of more than $1 million. Three topped the $5 million mark.
An annual survey by the Chronicle of Higher Education finds that private university presidents in more than 500 schools average $608,000 in total annual compensation. That includes salary, bonuses, benefits, and other perks. Their average pay increased by 4% in 2016 and by 9% in the previous year.
Jeremy House with that report. The two top earners in 2017 both came from schools in Rhode Island. Ronald Matchley of Bryant University received $6.28 million, while John Bowen of Johnson & Wales University received $5.3 million. Bowen retired at the end of 2018. Matchley is retiring later this year. More news at townhall.com.
Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
As we remember the anniversary of the North State fires, Northern Valley Catholic Social Service would like to thank you. Because of you, NVCSS has served over 26,000 people in the North State. Because of you, children have returned to school. Our communities are rebuilding. Families have a new place to call home. People are healing. Northern Valley Catholic Social Service thanks you. Together, we will continue inspiring hope and transforming lives.
Newborns.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a weekly affair. I don't know, maybe I shouldn't introduce this program as being an affair, Michael. People will talk. Michael Harrison is here. He's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine with an overview of the top stories, the people. He does another program. I like to call the other program that you do regarding the stories on the and the interviews you have with some of the talk people the Wonk Show.
Yeah. No, we do. We've actually called it the Wonk. It started on Wonk FM in Washington, yeah. D.C. So yeah. Sometimes we call it the Rap Show because it's called the Michael Harrison Rap, as in W-R-A-P, as opposed to I Become a Rap Star. But although I wish I could do that, but I can't. I'm not good at it.
Great call letters for a station, too, right? W-R-A-P.
Yeah. You know. But we call it the Wonk Show because it started on that station. But, you know, the word wonk kind of means, like, you know, you're into politics and you're kind of a nerd, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think so they carry this program, too, on Wonk.
I think so. So, yeah, we're all wonked out.
We are all wonked out. Well, we'll prove that in the next hour for sure. The charts from the folks at Talkers Magazine, Michael and his crew, every week, listen to lots of talk radio programs, do a lot of research, talk radio shows and hosts and stations. So this week they've come up with the top stories as usual, the week of January 13th to the 17th. I'll ask Michael to go through the stories for us and the top names, the people list as well, top 10 there, and then we'll talk about some of the things that are there and also other items of interest to those who are fans of the talk radio medium. So, Michael, the stories first, I guess, yeah?
Okay, here we go. At number 10, Major League Baseball cheating scandal. At number 9, Brexit and Megxit. At number 8, homelessness. That finally made it to our chart. It's been brewing right underneath for a number of weeks now. People are talking about homelessness in their cities, particularly in California.
I was happy to see you have that on the list, and I'll tell you why after you go through the list.
At number 7, we have health care reform, immigration reform, and education reform. Education reform now making its way into the list. At number 6, warm weather, Australia fires, and climate change. They're all related. At number 5, a Russian power shuffle that I don't fully understand. I don't think anybody does. It came by surprise, and now we're digesting it.
It means that bad Vlad stays in power for as long as he lives.
It's amazing how this guy gets away. With changing the Constitution and this the way the government operates every time his term runs out. He's been president. He's been prime minister. Next, he'll be supreme dog catcher. Also tied at number five, we have U.S. North Korea relations. It's funny how that sort of has been blown off of the headlines, but it still exists. Mm-hmm. Trump's got a headache in that part of the world. At number four, U.S.-China trade war and the economy. At number three, the Iran crisis and U.S. foreign policy. At number two, the presidential race. And number one, impeachment back in the top spot. Want to hear about the people?
Please.
At number 10, we have baseball figures Alexa Cora, Jeff Lonau, and A.J. Hinch. At number 9, Prince Harry and Duchess Meghan. At number 8, the aforementioned Vladimir Putin. At number 7, Qasem Soleimani and Ayatollah Khamenei. At number 6, Joe Biden and Michael Bloomberg. Number 5, Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. Number 4, Lev Parnas and Rudy Giuliani. Number 3, Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler. A lot of duos here. Number 2, Nancy Pelosi and her dance partner, Mitch McConnell.
That'd be dance, isn't it?
They're going to both be on Dancing
with the Stars. Stop stepping on my toes! Yeah.
And it'll be a dance-off between Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell and Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. And number one is Donald Trump, and it's an interesting world in which we live, is it not?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Not only the world we live in, the business we're in.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of folks, and I want, because you're an expert, the expert, actually, people call on you all around the country to talk about things that are important in the news, stories on talk radio, and the business of talk radio. So this week, a lot of people listening to this program have heard from some of their favorite hosts for the last time because of industry changes, cutbacks, that sort of thing. And I thought maybe you might spend a minute or two talking about what has happened. A lot of blowback from listeners about the firing of people that are on the air. So stations are having to reverse decisions that were made by corporate. And it really gets to the bottom line, man, of how this business is controlled by just a few companies and a few people.
It was a heartbreaking week. We had a bloodbath. Yeah. One of the biggest companies, had one of the biggest layoffs, and it really, really has cut deep to the bone. A number of air personalities across the country, some of them very popular, a number of program managers, people behind the scenes, producers, news people have been laid off, in some cases unexpectedly, although everybody in the radio business knows that it's built on thin ice in terms of budgets and things of that nature.
Yep.
But this has been the worst week I can remember in my entire broadcasting career. It's been very painful. I had a couple of times where I, wanted to put my fist through the wall, and in many cases, personally upsetting because you build relationships with people.
Right, you know a lot of these people. Right.
Yeah, and so it's not a good thing at all.
No,
sorry to say,
it isn't for the business. No, it isn't. And yet, the people who are running these companies get awards from the broadcast industry—the best manager and the best company, all of that other stuff. But when it gets down to the brass tacks of who's actually listening and what they're listening to, that's what really, for me, is important. Not these guys, these blowhards that.
Well, I'm not saying that. You're saying that.
I know.
My view is a little bit more moderate when it comes to casting blame. A lot of the problems faced by the broadcasting industry today is stuff that has built up over years and years.
But
and
they created it themselves.
But the present cast of characters running the stations are not the ones that instituted the problem from
that's
the
true.
Start. And
yep,
that's a point that should be, should be understood.
Yep.
And isn't that the case, pivoting back to the issues at hand in terms of, public policy and politics, isn't it true that no matter how you want to create reform, everybody that becomes president, governor, leader, whatever, or CEOs of companies, really takes on the problems that have been accrued already in the past and that are rolling along? For example, Donald Trump, who clearly has been against long-engaged foreign wars. That goes back to the beginning of him. He was saying things against wars 20, 30 years ago.
Yep.
Is now involved in having to escalate a situation.
Can't seem to get out of what
right.
is the reality.
Yeah. And
it's like draining the swamp. Michael, that's an excellent point. Draining the swamp. The swamp hasn't been drained. at all. And stopping the bleeding, he spent more money and borrowed more money than any other president in the history of the country.
Yeah.
But yet he ran on, and I believe he sincerely believed that he would be able to cut the deficit and stop spending, and he can't.
It's very hard to reverse the inertia. It's very hard to get off the merry-go-round. And there's a great difference between rhetoric and thought and actual action indeed. And that's the situation. So back to the radio guys, a lot of these guys are doing the best they can. They've been left with, they inherited an immense amount
huge
of debt.
Yeah.
And that's and that was due to consolidation. Wall Street, bankers, venture capitalists, and all that stuff.
It doesn't go back. It isn't, as you said, if you go back to the era, the Telecommunications Act of 1996, that's 24 years ago, was passed to a fellow named Markey, who is a congressman, now a senator from Massachusetts. I call him Senator Malarkey. He was the chairman of the committee that changed the rules, literally changed all the rules, allowing the floodgate to open for companies to buy as many radio stations as they wanted to. And it also changed, that same act changed how the Internet was policed and who could do cable and all that other stuff, and allowed huge conglomerates to buy up and consolidate. And that's why you have this, almost said something I shouldn't have said, the lousy service that you have from your cable provider or your Internet provider because of that very law. And it allowed all these radio stations to be, one company at one time had 1,400 radio stations it owned. You can't manage 1,400 radio stations.
Yeah, it's very hard to manage because radio is inherently a local business, and radio is inherently a small business. It's not a big business. Radio, one of the things that makes radio special is it's grassroots, it's close to the ground, it's close to the street, and it can change on a dime, and it takes risks because a lot of it cannot be proven through research.
No, so, you and I both know that. You and I both own stations. Not together, although I think from time to time it might be a good idea if you and I did own a station together.
At this point, a train station. I don't know.
Whatever. I don't know. It just is. It's a very interesting. We've both been in this business for a long, long, all of our lives, all of our adult lives, and we weren't even adults when we started. We were kids.
Yeah.
And so working through it and still being able to do what we do is because we are independent. I don't work for these companies. I do my programs on some of these stations, and your trade publication is certainly impactful on everybody. Everybody that we're talking about reads Talkers. So, we still are able to take nourishment, but a lot of these people, it's tough. It is tough.
Yeah, it's very, it's interesting. We're living in an age with remarkable communications technology.
Yeah.
But the business of communications is having a difficult time, the word is monetizing, figuring out how to make profit and make money during this transition. A classic example is podcasting. Podcasting is booming as a medium, as a process.
Yeah. But show me five people that are making any money doing it.
Yeah. And
right?
The digital era has made it very tough on people who were in the traditional 20th century paradigm of publishing, of broadcasting, of film. When I say publishing, I mean newspapers, magazines, books. These industries are reeling. It's not hopeless, but they're having a lot of problems. Broadcasting, television and radio has gone through amazing changes. And the motion picture industry is feeling a lot of pain. The music industry, the record industry, is all but dead.
But if you look at what's happened in the television and movie industry, it's exactly the opposite of what's happening in our business. There were 567 scripted shows, up almost 100 from the year before because of all of the new sources of connection, if you will. Netflix and Amazon and Apple and you name it, HBO. And they're all producing lots of programs. And it's great for actors, great for the community here in Los Angeles. This business is booming here in Los Angeles because of that. But that's the only place I see in entertainment anyway that the business is booming per se.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson. Before you grab a snack, ask yourself if you really need one.
You can even think of the acronym HALT. So am I truly hungry? Am I angry, lonely, or tired?
Dietitian Angie Murad says if your answer doesn't start with H, skip the snack. She suggests taking a walk or calling a friend.
Or doing some type of alternate activity to get you out of that pattern of impulse eating.
If you are truly hungry, reach first for fruits and vegetables.
They are high in fiber, so they can help you feel satisfied for longer periods of time.
Murad says the same is true of snacks that contain protein, like a hard-boiled egg, low-fat cheeses, or hummus.
If you are not very active, then you want to consider a snack that's 200 calories or lower.
And even if you are more active, try to keep snacks to less than 300 calories. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Now's the time to join the Brotherhood of Muscle, because we're offering Dodge Power Dollars on the 2019 Dodge Charger and Challenger, which means for each horsepower, you'll get $10 off your purchase. Roll out in a Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye and get $7,970 off. Maybe you'll take off in a Dodge Charger with available 485 horsepower. So come in to your local Dodge dealer now. See dealer for details. Offer not available on vehicle leases. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 2320. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Hi, Saver. Walgreens here. We like the way you save. Take coffee. You know it doesn't have to cost $4 a cup, so you make your own. And co-pays on Medicare Part D. You save up to $5 and get 100 balanced rewards points on each prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Save smartly on Med D. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Co-pay savings on Tier 1 generic drugs available through select plans that include Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy. Points cannot be earned in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Complete details at walgreens.com/balance.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Working from home as a freelancer, remote worker, or entrepreneur? Drop-In is a professional co-working shared office space designed to meet the needs of today's mobile worker. Drop-In has multiple workstations, conference rooms, video call booths, and lightning-fast, secure fiber Wi-Fi. Do you need space to work for just an hour or full-time? Hourly, daily, and monthly rates are available, and walk-ins are always welcome. Visit dropin.mobi for more information or drop in and take a tour at 155 Lake Boulevard East next to Starbucks. Isn't it time you found your space?
So what's Scorecard Scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give them to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribbling's with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen here on our overview. We talk about news talk. We talk about the stories. We talk about the people, the issues, and we get off on our own tangents sometimes, which hopefully, obviously, the audience thinks it's okay. They're entertaining. I want to get to number 8 here, Michael. We were just talking about this off the air. I want to get it on the air. This homelessness discussion, I'm so pleased. I don't know if pleased is the right word. I think it's important that this become part of the national discussion, and it's good it made it into the countdown for the first time, I think. This problem is out of control, and people who are not around it don't understand it. In Los Angeles, where I am, there are 70,000 people on the street, up 14,000 from last year at the same time. And that's the population. You know the town I live in Massachusetts, Framingham. And I guess the town you live in, probably about the same population, 60, 70,000 people live in it. Consider the whole population of the whole community being homeless. That's what there is here. And they are everywhere. And in your face, it is a disgrace how this is not being dealt. It just really
I think it has to be dealt with. It has to be considered a national priority,
yes.
And not just of our government and our local regions. It has to be a human priority.
Yes.
We have to grapple with the whole beggar concept. With the it was always acceptable. There was the town beggar, and when you and I grew up in cartoons and in television shows, the whole kind of a character of romance,
The first time you ever saw somebody, I remember we were walking downtown Framingham. My mother and I was probably 5, maybe 6 years old, and there was a guy who had no legs, sitting on the ground in front of the Woolworth store with a tin cup, and he was blind.
Right.
And I looked at this boy, or this man, I looked at him and I looked at my mother and I started to cry. And I bawled. I was scared at first, and I think that's why I started to cry. And then my mother explained that she used the term beggar, and he was to be helped, and so she gave me a quarter, and I went back to his tin cup and I put a quarter in it. And
yeah.
That was my,
and that was the last quarter you ever gave anybody.
No, it isn't. I'm kidding.
In the,
you know, 10, 12 years ago, I used to give, at Christmas time, find the real homeless and give them $100 a piece.
Did you just say when I had money 10 or 12 years ago?
Yes, right. That's exactly what I said. When I actually made some money doing this.
All right. But in all seriousness, just to wrap that up, I think that I've been troubled by homelessness since I'm a kid, since I can remember. Yeah. And
you grew up in New York, right?
I grew up in New York. I've jumped over bodies in Grand Central Station, going on to my job as a morning host on New York radio. I'd come in on the subway, stop at Grand Central, then have to walk across, three blocks and through the station, and people are sleeping like it's a dormitory.
You know what? You're bringing back a vivid memory. When I worked, I was on a network that was headquartered in Washington, three blocks down the street from the White House, and I used to get in there at 4 o'clock in the morning, and there were grates in front of the windows and the door to get into the building. And
right.
There were always four or five homeless people sleeping over those grates every morning.
Well, I'm compassionate to the homeless. When I say it should be illegal, I don't mean that they should be arrested or punished. It just should be illegal to live on the streets because the streets are public property, and it's the same thing as decimating public property. It's the same as graffiti or knocking out street lamps or any kind of vandalism. It lowers the quality of life. It lowers the property values. It hurts the businesses. It hurts tourism, and it just makes us numb to human suffering when you just have to learn not to look at somebody and to step over their rotting, smelly, disease-ridden,
awful,
filthy
awful
body.
Yeah.
So we have to make it a priority. If we make it a priority and we mobilize all of our forces, we can lick this thing, but we seem to have problems having the will to do that.
All right, so anyway, we've covered that. Thank you. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here, 29 past the hour on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code that sells you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797.
Step right up to the historic Cascade Theater for an evening of engaging family entertainment when Cirque Mechanics returns to Reading February 11th. Part mechanical invention, part high-flying circus, Cirque Mechanics' new show plays tribute to the lore of the 1800s circus with acrobatics, aerialists, mechanical marvels, and a bit of clowning around. Don't miss this spectacular show February 11th. Get tickets at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Welcome to the Year of the Bear, Black Bear Diner's year-long 25th anniversary celebration. Black Bear Diner first started serving up bear-sized portions of family favorites in 1995, and they are marketing this milestone with a year of tasty specials, fun celebrations, and a continued commitment to give back to the community. Stay tuned and be sure to stop by the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Cypress and Reading all year long, and help us celebrate 25 years of
Black Bear Diner.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with prompt a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert. Like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
Time goes to continue our overview. You say that again, Doug. Time goes to continue now with our overview. I just swallowed the mic microphone. Michael, I find that once in a while I do that.
Well, let's
right
get
on
out
top
here.
Of it.
Let me pull it out.
Thank
okay.
you. There it is.
Very nice.
Nicely done. There it is.
Oh, wow.
The charts.
The charts, the charts.
From Talkers Magazine, Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers here. I'm Doug Steffen. I want to go to number two. With some observations, and I'd like your observations on my observations. Number two is the presidential race. on the story list on the countdown this week. And as I listen around here in Los Angeles, I listen to more talk radio here than I do anywhere. I listen to RKO in Boston when I'm able to, but I don't have the time there. It isn't like I'm in the car here. This is a car city, and I'm in the car a lot. So I'm listening to the three talk stations that are here, KFI, KRLA, and KBC. And it happened that yesterday I sort of went back and forth on all of them. I was listening to John and Ken, the afternoon hosts on KFI, and they were talking about the homeless problem. And then I punched into ABC, and Ben Shapiro was on talking about Bloomberg, and I want to go back to that in a second. And then I punched on to KRLA, and it was, Levine. Levin, or however you pronounce his name.
Mark Levin.
Who is somebody, he's been to a number of the talkers things. I find him quite a likable guy.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily crave what he does on the air, because his piercing stuff makes me uncomfortable. What was very impressed, I was impressed with Ben Shapiro, listening to him for 14 minutes. This is what it told me. The fact that this kid, who is now well known, now is getting a pretty good audience, he's very much a supporter of the president's. The fact that he spent, and he's very well informed, very well read, 14 minutes on Michael Bloomberg and what's gone on with Michael Bloomberg this week tells me that the Trumpsters are worried about Michael Bloomberg. That's what that tells me. He went on into him being in Texas. You know, this week Judge Judy went all around Texas with Michael Bloomberg. So people who didn't know who Michael Bloomberg was, introduced by Judge Judy. Everybody knows who Judge Judy is.
Oh, I was going to say, and who introduced her? But obviously your premise is that she's well known.
Yeah, I think she's very well known. The crowds were rallying around. We had huge crowds in Austin, San Antonio, went to Houston, went to Dallas, went all over to smaller communities like Stephenville. They really did a barnstorming run around Texas, and it was fun to see the two of them together sort of play off of each other. I think he's got a very compelling message, and I think that people who, and I, that was basically Shapiro's message, look out. That's, you know, so.
All right, well, you're still trying to bolster your bet with me that he's going to do very, very well, and I think he'll fizzle.
Okay.
I don't know. If I'm wrong, I'll just not bring it up again and we'll forget about it.
Good for you.
But if I'm right.
Yeah, right. I'll be running for the next 10 years. Yeah, okay. All right.
I don't know.
So,
I don't know.
Anyway, what other
right
observations do you have in the discussion of the what about the Bernie says? What did. Warren says, I think you just call me a liar. that was the quote I thought of the night.
I think that that's one of the more memorable moments of the week. You know, it's kind of funny how that happened. You know, some of it was on the air, some of it was mic'd up later. It was a mess. There's a rift between them. He said, yeah, she said, he said, she said, he said, a she can't get elected, and he said he never said that, and she said he did, and he said she's a liar. And then she said that, are you calling me a liar? And I say, if the shoe fits, wear it. So, you know, yeah, she is a liar.
So Tom Steyer walks over trying to be nice to him, and he sees what's going on, and
he turns around and goes
out of there fast. Yeah.
You know, well, the knives are coming. You know, the knives are coming out, and that's what happens when it gets closer and closer to the election. It gets more and more serious, and friendships
suffer.
Let me ask you
something. With the impeachment, which is number one this week. The three major Democratic presidential candidates, not Joe Biden, have to sit and they can't get out of that. I mean, they're sequestered in the Senate chambers through Saturday, and they can't go out and politic. So what does that do, to in your mind, to the sweepstakes?
I don't think it makes much of a difference, to be honest with you. I think that it's all electronic, it's all media, it's all television, it's all internet. I think the day of stumping, you know, and going out and seeing crowds and all that is a thing of the past. So now, I don't think I don't think it's that big a deal. As a matter of fact, I think, you know, talk about homelessness should be illegal. You know what else should be illegal? Running for president while you're still on the payroll of the government in an elected job. You know, you run for president, that takes you out of your job for over a year in some cases.
Yeah.
I mean, Massachusetts is living without a senator. New Hampshire is living without a senator.
I didn't talk to you last week. So last week in Massachusetts, a petition was filed as a huge organization trying to get to sue Warren for dereliction of duty, for not having been in the state or doing anything to benefit the state for years while she's been running for president, because she's been running for president pretty much since she got elected to the Senate.
Yeah, it's absurd. This is one of those absurdities. It's an absurdity. Could you imagine somebody who has a job, just like a politician has a job working for the people? You have a job, and you don't show up at work because you're looking for another job?
Yeah.
And you tell your boss, I'm looking for another job, so I can't be at work. And that means that if you do get the other job, you're going to leave anyway. So don't they have the right to fire you? I mean, why is it that we don't see it for what it is? There's no other way to look at it.
Opportunism.
When Bob Dole ran for president, he was a big-time senator. He was a major Republican leader in the U.S. Senate. The man resigned. He said, I cannot, you know, in good conscience.
Good conscience, yeah.
Right, be a senator and run for president. He resigned. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what people should do. Put your money where your mouth is. Don't try to burn the candle at both ends and have the best of both worlds, especially when you're only trying to leave that job to begin with. How dedicated...
Why aren't more people asking that question, Michael?
I don't understand it.
That is the question.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. Yeah. And it would whittle down. You sound like Greta Thunberg. How dare you ruin my life? But it would whittle down the field from a lot of these attention seekers. People like Mayor de Blasio in New York. What the hell gave him the right to run for president? Yeah. Give up the mayor, then we'll see how serious you are. You know, New York was without a mayor for several months.
Remember, Chris Christie was never around as governor of New Jersey. Hell, you can find him in the state for years. Kind of stuff.
Yeah. So that's a major point of logic that is just illogical.
Yeah. It is. Yeah. But who is it used to use that term, illogical? Wasn't that was Captain?
That was Mr. Spock. Mr. Spock. Yeah.
Right. Let's talk about Megxit. Brexit we've covered. Megxit we haven't so much. She's apparently in Canada. Her husband is in England trying to straighten things out. They want to live there or in the U.S. She wants to do her acting. The whole show here, and that's kind of what it is, has gotten a lot of attention. So what do you make of it?
Well, I think that, first of all, I brought up the proposition that maybe this is just a fake scandal designed to take attention away from the real royal scandal, and that is the sleazebag that is Prince Andrew. You'll notice nobody's talking about that anymore. They're talking about this. One of the reasons the Queen's upset is because she's obsessed with keeping what they call the firm going, and this is another...
Family business.
This is a problem, for the monarchy in general, when people say, I don't want to do it anymore. They had that problem years ago with King Edward, Bertie's brother. He became George. Yeah, he became George VI. And Queen Elizabeth wouldn't be queen right now if that didn't happen. Yeah. But it's a lot of very, very fascinating BS. And it's just interesting as hell. But it doesn't really matter. I can't imagine how the monarchy is going to get past Prince Charles becoming king. You know, he still has the pixie dust that his incredible mother has. She's an amazing woman, although I don't know why the world needs her, but that's neither here nor there.
They need her to talk about her. That's all it is talking.
And I'll tell you one thing. This whole Megxit thing is going to provide Netflix with plenty of material to keep that wonderful show, The Crown, going for a few more years.
Right, exactly.
You know.
And meanwhile, Meghan wants to, she's hanging around with all her old pals from the TV show Suits.
But you know what I don't understand? I don't understand why women like Diana and Fergie and Meghan, why do they sign up for this when they suddenly go, oh, I don't like all the attention, I don't like the scrutiny of the press, I don't want my life owned by the monarchy, blah, blah. They knew what they were getting involved in. They're kind of reneggers on making a deal that's very important to a lot of people. So I'm not that sympathetic to them.
I'm Doug Steffen with the overview of the official charts from Talkers for this past week, the week of January 13th, 17th. On the story list at number 10, the world of sports talk radio with an emphasis on the Major League Baseball cheating scandal. That's at 10. What's going on in England with Brexit? Number 9, homelessness and its impact on life in American cities and elsewhere, especially on the West Coast. Number 8. Number 7, reforms, healthcare reform, immigration reform. That's all on the front burner. Number 6 is the weather. Number 5, the situation with Bad Vlad and the Russian power, the model which keeps him in power, basically, for as long as he wants. Number 4, our dealings with China and the new trade deal. Iran and that situation, which is a mess. At number 3, presidential race and who's zooming whom. And number 1, the impeachment story, the continuing focus on how to get rid of Donald Trump. And they're not necessarily going about it in the right way. So that's it. Those are the top stories this week from the countdown. All right, we'll continue with a focus on the Major League Baseball situation in a moment and who Michael has on his MH interview this week. Meanwhile, if you've got intensive staining on your teeth, time for removal. The intensive stain removal product I'm talking about is Power Swabs. Power Swab now offering, as they always have, but it's more of a focus, satisfaction guarantee. You like it, you use it, it does the job, or you get your money back. This is such a strong program, and the deal is so great. Now, this is an all-natural product. The reason I talk about it is because it's all natural. That's the only kind of stuff I'll talk about on the air. The formula is a couple of different detergents that are from natural sources. So you get the swabs in the packet. You get a free stain-out quick stick you can put on your teeth anytime to whiten them up. You're going into a date or a job opportunity or whatever it is. This is a fabulous product. So get your teeth whiter and brighter by calling 800-208-1797 right now while you're thinking about it. Don't forget to get that free quick stick. Call 800-208-1797 for the whitest teeth you've ever had. Calidrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. 2, for the price of 1 plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TopLoss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Enter the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Square Sweepstakes. We're giving away $50,000 every score change, touchdowns, field goals, even extra points. 50 G's. Plus, 2 grand prize winners will win $500,000 that could be used toward their dream home. Enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 54.
No purchase necessary. 18 years or older, except Alabama, Nebraska, and Mississippi. Ends January 30th. Licensed all 50 states and MLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
On the Talk Radio Countdown Show, let's close out our thoughts on stories and talk about the people that are on the list that are actually attached to most of the stories. At number 10, Alex Cora. Number 9, Prince Harry and his wife, Meghan Markle. Number 8, Vladimir Putin. Number 7, the Ayatollah. Number 6, Joe Biden and Michael Bloomberg tied for that slot. Look out for Michael Bloomberg. I keep saying that because I think a lot of people are asleep at the switch when it comes to his impact. Number 5, Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren and their spat. Rudy Giuliani and his pal, Mr. Parnas. Number 4, Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler and these other characters, Nancy Pelosi, have the 2 and 3 slot. And, of course, at number 1, Donald Trump gets the most airtime. He sucks the air out of the room, as a matter of fact. when we're talking about him, nothing else seems to be of any relevance. That's it. That's the story. The People List on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. All right. So now let's, with Brexit and Mexit in my mind here, and looking at who is on with you, this guy is a big time radio guy in England. So what did you talk about? This week's Michael Harrison interview, MHN.com, is England, right?
Cause yeah, England. Yeah, yeah, Megxit and Brexit. His name is Graham Mack. He's my go-to guy in London. I talk to him regularly, and he's just a great guy, and he's a wonderful commentator, and he is very objective, and he's, you know, kind of satirical. And, he's got that British way about him. It makes for great conversation. So we've been talking about Boris Johnson, and we've been talking about Brexit, and we're talking about Meghan, and we're talking about, Harry and Andrew and Elizabeth. And it's just an ongoing conversation that's just fascinating. There's great interest in what goes on in the UK here in the US.
Oh, yeah, there is. But did you talk with him about the a polarizing effect of the summer
totally.
Of the news media out there with the
absolutely absolutely
say?
he basically he what he says, it's hard to say what he says because it's complicated, but
right.
basically he's tuned into the British psychology, the view of polarized politics, and the cause and effect, and the premonition that, you know, the forecasting of what goes on here in the United States based on what's happening there. The election of Boris Johnson over a liberal opponent, Jeremy Corbyn, might be what happens here.
See what happens.
Yeah. Fascinating. MHinterview.com. Check it out, folks.
MHinterview. You can get it through Talkers.com as well, where you hear Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. The whole McGill is right there. Michael Harrison in charge of Talkers. Michael is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, I'm Doug Steffen.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels from SunPower. And with the electric company's rolling blackouts, Powerhouse Solar can make sure your family is not left in the dark. We have generators and battery backup systems designed for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world: family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
I expected it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
A weekly visit from Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who was on the faculty at Berkeley University, Berkeley-Bentley. Why did I say Berkeley? Bentley. It's Boston. You went to Boston College.
I went to Boston College for law school and University of Massachusetts for undergrad.
All right, got it. Okay, so now he's a senior lecturer on the law at Bentley University. He's associated with a number of law firms, has written books. He's a very accomplished fellow for his young age. You'd never know he's only 32. He has his eye, though, on the ball when it comes to legal affairs. That's why I want him here to ask him about the ramifications of things like the Major League cheating scandal. There has to be some legality to that with all these firings going on. Number 10 is the focus on Major League Baseball. What do you make of all that?
You know, it's fascinating because baseball can't really figure out what it wants to do. Stealing signs is what they were accused of in the investigation.
Having those little things under their armpit.
Oh, it's amazing. What's interesting is
how clever they are.
Oh, yeah. Stealing signs has been done as long as there has been baseball.
Of course.
And it is actually allowed. You just can't use any technology to do it. So I always kind of find that funny. That's like you can assault someone, but you can't hit them. You can't hit them with a closed fist. You can only slap them.
Yeah.
So the bottom line is, it does violate baseball's rules. Baseball came down. It seemed particularly hard when you look at the penalties against the Astros, losing multiple years draft picks and suspending coach and
Red Sox
manager.
Fired the guy who used to be in Houston because he knew how the trick was done.
Well, a lot of the investigation seems to say that Alex Cora was the guy that actually started it. And Houston, they fired their guys too, and now the Mets fired their new manager before he even played a game. I think it's somewhat of an overreaction, but in these days, what isn't an overreaction?
CYA. It's all CYA stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's probably the biggest and best way of looking at it.
Yep. Number 8 this week on the countdown is this is the first time Michael has put this into the story list, and I think it's very appropriate, frankly. Maybe it's because I'm so surrounded by it here in Los Angeles. The issue of homelessness and what legally can be done. I know you have sometimes a little more, I don't know, progressive or liberal way of looking at stuff than I do, but I want to tell you something. This is a damnable disgrace. And the fact there's no leadership here to deal with it, it's just, I mean, my car got broken into the first week I was in this new place where I was, and, you know, the police, they don't do anything about it because there's 70,000 of these people wandering around the streets. So you can't arrest them. Why would you arrest them?
It depends what you're going to arrest someone for. You know, there are loitering statutes. There are certain areas where people are not allowed to pitch tents or set up, you know, housing areas. The bottom line, it's a serious question and problem across the board. The humanity of it, the mental illness aspects of people that are involved in there, and the government doing something there. There are the safety issues involved, as you say, where there may be more crime, and there certainly is crime against the homeless. The homeless are often targeted for violent crimes, and it is something that unfortunately there's no major constituency. A lot of it goes on for politics. A lot of it goes on. We're really out of sight of many people, and so the legislatures don't deal with it, and I just think it's wrong on so many, many levels, and this is where, you know, well, Mark Twain said the opposite of progress is Congress, and they certainly aren't doing anything about this.
All right, number 1 on the hit parade here is the impeachment and the so-called trial. I guess they can do anything they want, although the news media is yelling and screaming about the legality of keeping them out of the chamber. What do you make of that?
I have a problem with that, too. I mean, this is the Congress of the United States. There is nothing of a nature that is necessary for secrecy, for protection of national security. This is something that the public should be able to have tremendous access to. You know, we call it a trial, but it's a trial where the rules are made up as they go along. There are no trial rules for it in the Constitution. The precedents are slight. They're deciding whether or not to have witnesses. I mean, you could look at it, the Republicans are saying, well, you didn't do a good job in the House in presenting your case. We're only supposed to hear it, but the House didn't want to drag the thing on with the courts, with the president stonewalling to try and get subpoenas in there. I mean, the whole thing is a cluster whatever.
Yes, a cluster whatever. That's the quote of the day, a cluster whatever. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, author of books on scamming. Look out for him and his info.
Wind River Resort and Casino is bringing you another night of entertainment with one of the most sought-after comedians and actors in the industry, Joel McHale, live on stage at the Event Center.
I'm a half an hour into this interview. Then I realized what was going on. So I said, hey, Mr. Reporter Man, just for fun, say my first name out loud. And he goes, okay, Daniel.
Joel McHale, Saturday, January 18th. Must be 21 to attend. Tickets on sale at windriver.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Of Liberty.org.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. President Trump's legal team coming out strong ahead of Tuesday's opening of his impeachment trial. On ABC's This Week Sunday, Alan Dershowitz said the two articles of impeachment the Senate will take up are not impeachable, according to the Constitution.
You have a lot of evidence, disputed evidence, could go both ways, but the vote was to impeach on abuse of power, which is not within the constitutional criteria for impeachment, and obstruction of Congress.
Dershowitz said the voters should give the final verdict on the president and not Congress. Meanwhile, the president was thanking farmers today for or Sunday for their support through a trade war with China.
During a speech to the American Farm Bureau Federation's convention in Austin, Texas, the president expressed his appreciation for farmers who felt the impact of tariffs but stuck with him. He proclaimed, "We did it," as he touted a new North American trade agreement and a separate one with China that he said will massively benefit farmers. Mr. Trump also announced he is taking steps to protect the water rights of farmers and ranchers. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Vice President Mike Pence was also traveling on Sunday. He spoke at a church service in Tennessee in remembrance of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Pence attended the service in the Holy City Church of God in Memphis the day before the federal holiday named after the civil rights leader. Mr. Pence saying King touched the hearts of millions of Americans, and his words continue to inspire. The Philippine government will no longer allow people to live on the crater-studded island that's home to the erupting Taal volcano, saying living there would be like, quote, having a gun pointed at you. The simmering volcanoes ejected smaller ash plumes for days after a gigantic eruption January 12th sent ash plumes drifting north over Manila about 40 miles away. A larger explosive eruption, though, was still possible. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Sebastian Gorka here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the 3-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now like me, glad they ordered the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the 3-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain, too. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
Britain's monarch is managing a family crisis caused by Harry and Meghan's determination to spend most of their time in Canada, completely altering their relationship with the rest of the royals.
The Queen has thanked the couple for all their dedicated work across the country, the Commonwealth and beyond, saying she's particularly proud of how Meghan has so quickly become one of the family. Harry and Meghan, though, haven't yet commented on the new relationship expected to begin this spring. What we do know so far, though, is that they will stop using their Royal Highness titles and will lose all access to public funds when they stop carrying out official functions. The news has been greeted with dismay in the Sandringham area, where the Queen and her family are familiar figures. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Meanwhile, Meanwhile, Sunday night, Harry broke his silence, saying he and Megan hoped to keep serving without public funding, but it wasn't possible. He said his decision brought him great sadness. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A football drought ends with a ticket to the big game.
It's the Kansas City Chiefs' first Super Bowl since 1970 after beating the Tennessee Titans 35-24. A 27-yard touchdown run by quarterback Patrick Mahomes with 11 seconds left before halftime put the Chiefs in front for good. Mahomes finished as the team's leading rusher with 53 yards, but he also threw three touchdown passes. The Chiefs' defense limited Titans running back Derrick Henry to 69 yards rushing. Greg Eklund, Kansas City.
In the late game Sunday night, the Packers got hit hard and early and often by the 49ers as the San Francisco team took a 27-0 lead into the locker room at the half and then cruised on to win the NFC Championship 37-20. Niners racking up 285 yards rushing while Jimmy Garoppolo pretty much just kind of sat back. He threw just 8 times, completed 6 for 77 yards. More at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium, also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. 6 p.m. North State Now.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for our usual weekly review of what's in the news talk radio world. This is news for you. It's the overview of the charts from Talkers for the week of January 13th to the 17th. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my colleagues Jennifer Horn from the DJV program. She's on with me every morning, and she's also on The Answer, KRLA in Los Angeles, every morning from 6 until 9. Rich McFadden is here. He's the operations director and responsible for a lot of the mayhem that you hear on the radio at Radio America. Rick Jensen does his own mayhem in the midday at WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. And then there's the lovely Victoria Jones and her cat at the D.C. Radio Company in Washington. I hope that we have the cat somehow corralled in the basement or somewhere so that we can, before we went on the air, all we could hear was that cat. Meow. Let's go through the stories because I actually do want to go. Just let me go through the list, and I want to spend the first part of the program as Jennifer is only with us for a few minutes. The impeachment certainly, and no surprise, is number one. But at number 10, we're back to talking about sports items because that Major League Baseball cheating scandal is at number 10. Certainly deserves a lot of attention, and we'll give it its due in a moment or two. It is huge. The Brexit or Megxit, I don't know, this is, hello. Be happy you're not living in Europe at the moment, I think. I'll have, we'll check in with Victoria on that one. She's usually closest to the info on that. Number 9. Number 8. The overall discussion of homelessness, it's about time. It is about time this became a national discussion. Jennifer and I, and our experiences in Los Angeles, you live in a more residential area, an area that's sort of out a little bit, but I'm living in a very well-to-do neighborhood on the Venice-Santa Monica line, and the homeless walking down. There's no traffic in the street, nothing, except these guys going down the street with
like
their
zombies.
I've only been in this place for a month, and I'm sick of it already. Imagine living here all the time.
It's
lately.
A zombie apocalypse in Santa Monica.
Yeah.
What's
and
really
the people
sad
in Los Angeles, the guys running this city, they are so damn clueless, Rich. It is amazing how these people think.
They need to triage.
I'm really interested in talking about this, but finish your list. Let's not get to that.
Yeah, no, but they need to triage the problem like they would after any disaster. Instead, they just bring in trailers and they say, okay, now you're fixed. Well, no, most of these people are drug addicts or mentally ill or both.
Number seven, the focus on immigration reform. And how much of the wall has been built? I want to go back to this because I don't think people have been thinking much about the wall. Meanwhile, the wall is being built. Number six, the weather. Fires in Australia, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Number five, what's going on in Russia with Bad Vlad. Number four, our relationship with China and the trade deal that was signed this week. Situation in Iran is number three in our relationship with them. Presidential race number two, with a lot of focus on Michael Bloomberg this week. And number one, the impeachment. So, Jennifer, let's start there. You're very close to this. I'm sure all of you have been talking about it, but Jennifer and I talk about it every day, and she's really up on it. So where do we go?
Well, we go to an impeachment trial, which is already underway as we speak, but will get underway in real content on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern time. So the Chief Justice John Roberts has been sworn in. The senators were sworn in. They had to sign an oath book, basically, to be fair jurors. The hardest part of all this is that the senators are not going to get to speak. There are very stern rules that are going to be hanging over this trial. The senators are not allowed to speak to themselves, to aides, to each other out loud.
They can't talk to themselves?
No, you can't say anything during the trial. They can maybe they can talk to themselves after. They also can't share. They can't talk a lot about what they're going to be doing with the news media. There's really strict rules about that. So this hurts a couple of presidential campaigns. It hurts Michael Bennett, who we might forget is still running. It hurts Amy Klobuchar, Mitch McConnell, and Elizabeth Warren. Bernie Sanders.
Right now,
How did I switch those two out? That was Freudian. Jeez. So all four of those are trying to run a presidential campaign with Iowa just less than 20 days away now. You've got these people who are trying to get out there to the public, and they're really tied to this trial, and they can't comment. They can comment about it broadly, but not specifically. So it'll be interesting to see what the impact is on the presidential race and who gets the stink of impeachment attached to them as voters go to vote at the Iowa caucus in February.
Yep. So you've got that, and then there are those who are running ads. This group of Republicans that want to have people testify, they're actually so upset about it that they've used one of their fundraising efforts to come up with $1 million to buy advertising on Fox and Friends, and I think on one of the other shows that who's the guy on the Fox Money?
Lou Dobbs,
right. So that's apparently the president watches both those shows a lot. So. But there are rifts in the Republican Party that I don't think a lot of people are talking about. Do you sense that they are, Jennifer?
I think the Republican Party is pretty solidly behind President Trump. For the senators, however, there are some that are often the ones that you want to look at. Lisa Murkowski, Susan Collins, Mitt Romney might be on the list of those senators to see how they vote on witnesses. I think that's far more important than to the conversation that to actually have him removed from office. I don't believe that's going to happen. You'd have to have 67 out of 100 vote to have Trump removed. And I just don't think you're ever going to get there unless some huge bombshell comes out.
Nah.
But Susan Collins has indicated she'd like to see witnesses called. And so that could be significant. Again, in what capacity? Are they going to be all Democrat witnesses? Are they going to be witnesses that would bolster President Trump's claims? That's going to play out as the trial gets underway next week.
So the news media is pretty much banned from all this, right?
Well, they can report on it, and they can watch.
Report
it's
how?
There's going to be an audience.
They can't, actually, and they can't watch everything, and neither can we, because they can turn off the one camera whenever
the
it
monitors.
Suits them. And the reporters are penned in like animals. I've been a Senate correspondent. No, excuse me, Doug, before you start that, before you start that and taking this sort of this chorus thing that, oh, how
you know
sad
why
that
I've done
is.
It? Because I'm sick of these people telling me how to think. I'm sick of it.
No,
so that's why.
Not
I don't
it.
Feel
that's
bad
not,
about
that's
them at all.
Not, let me say why it's not about that, if I may, just for a second. Yeah. Why it's not about that. And what it's like being a Senate correspondent and why this is the best beat in Washington, D.C. for the American public.
And you had the beat for 10 years or so, didn't you? You're on that beat?
No, I wasn't a Senate correspondent for very long. You have a tremendous freedom, which the senators agree with and like, to go around the Senate. You can go down into the Senate subway. You can walk with the senators. You can't necessarily go into the elevators with them. It depends, but you can walk with the senators. You can talk with the senators. You can walk with the animals. You can ask questions. Now, what they have done by penning them in is that they have ensured that, and they've put in all kinds of restrictions on how you can get into the Senate chamber, which are not normally there, which are kind of ridiculous, very ridiculous. What they've done, they've ensured that suppose you are a listener to this show from any state, you may not get to hear a comment from your senator unless that senator chooses to go across to a reporter. Normally, reporters would be able to go up to senators and ask them questions. So this is self-selected now. Unless your senator feels like saying, oh, this is what I think, you're not going to hear. Now, that's not the way reporting works in this country. That's not the way the free press works in this country or in the Senate, but they have penned them in to restrict them.
How was it different with Clinton? Were you around for that one?
They weren't in pens. I wasn't around for that one. They weren't in pens.
Okay. I'm happy to have your explanation because I don't think many people have the expertise or knowledge that you do when it comes to how this is set up. So I made my comment. Rich, you got anything to say about how this is all working here in Washington as well at Radio America? All eyes are on this.
You know what I see? I'm just watching the coverage of it every day, and it's just so fake. It's so transparent from all sides. It doesn't matter. And the whole thing just comes across. No matter what's really happening, you can't get real facts. And, you know, so that's why I love listening to this. That's why I love coming and listening to Rick and Victoria and Jennifer just kind of throw out the perspectives of this is what's really happening, because I get a better sense of the whole sham that's going on and then what's really
very
real.
Self-serving.
Because,
it's
very hard to tell what's real anymore. Yeah.
To Victoria's point, and look, I'm my major was journalism. I support a free press. It's unfortunate to me that I've lost trust in the media because the news media, I don't think that they've done much to earn our faith over the last 10 years. But I'm not worried about some news being repressed from this trial because every senator likes to be a television star. The fact that they can't talk, they're going to be dying to run to that pen of the news media to try to spin stories the way that they want to spin them.
Yep.
You know, it's a great point if I made. They report it more like a soap opera than actually anything substantive. For example, what was a big story on Thursday of this past week? A big story was Elizabeth Warren saying, you lied to me on national TV.
Yeah. Right.
Whereas the more... Yeah, but the more substantive story should have been, hey, this Medicare for All will cost 1.8 million jobs, people who are clerks and
but and we don't care about that stuff
in insurance. Exactly, but
it's
that's
all
the
gossip.
Real that's how all this stuff really affects people, but this doesn't affect people. It's
what
nonsense,
did we talk about
like
last
Doug
week?
Said.
I think last week, the thing that just shocked me so much, because I really do make it, and I know we all do, make it our jobs to try to figure out what the heck is going on, not just here, but around the globe. The fact that we didn't know about the Green Zone, about Iran's occupation of Iraq, about the fact that Iraq is really becoming a client state, because the news media is so focused on what Kellyanne Conway is saying, or what she wore, or what Melania did, and are they still together, and are they holding hands? We don't actually know about the big picture
anymore. Oh, what Jillian Michaels said about Lizzo.
Right.
What do other people in other countries who get real news think of us when we are sitting here following all of this stuff?
You know, I've said this, Richie.
Prince Harry is a bigger story than what's going on in Iraq.
I find out when I travel, I've been fortunate enough to travel all around the world, and I find that whenever I travel outside the country, I learn more about what's going on in the country than I am learning when I'm here. And I do this for a living.
That's
pretty amazing stuff. Thanks, Jennifer.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here we are back. In the fold again on the Talk Radio Countdown, the Talk Radio Review. Rich McFadden, Victoria Jones, Rick Jensen is here. Rick, we heard the least from you in the last segment, so let me start with you on the presidential race. Joe Biden from your state of Delaware is number one. I thought it was very interesting. I was listening to Ben Shapiro this week on his syndicated program talk about, for 14 minutes, I timed it, about Michael Bloomberg. If you don't think these guys in the Republican Party, the Republican hierarchy, the Republican, the Trump sycophants or whatever they call them, aren't worried about Bloomberg, listening to Ben Shapiro talk about Michael Bloomberg for 14 minutes better give you a clue. And I think
the concept there is, you know, whether there's a negotiated convention and Bloomberg comes out as the nominee. But it was interesting to me to watch the folks at CNN and MSNBC complaining that no one on that stage looked like they were somebody who could actually beat Trump. And they were very concerned and went actually quiet for a while on some of these shows. And Joe Biden, Delaware, there are people here that love him, always will love him. There are Republicans that have voted and would vote for Joe. But Joe... Right. Someone's got to say this, and I'm the one to say it. He looked tired. He looked exhausted. Yeah. The only time he had any energy was when he made his final statement. And if you're going to go up against Trump, you're going to have more energy. My opinion is Elizabeth Warren won that day.
Oh, my God, please. She's what a horror show.
She did.
I don't know how she won it when she... basically, I mean, Bernie's up there pointing his finger around, and then afterwards, I thought one of the most interesting moments was when Tom Steyer was going to go over and try to have some small talk with him and realized he walked into the middle of a real argument and headed out. See you later.
And it's so funny because, well, that plays well for Bernie because, you know, Bernie is he's the candidate for the common man. Here comes the billionaire saying, I just want to talk to you. And Bernie says, whatever, and walks away from the billionaire, Tom Steyer. It was rather amusing.
Yeah. All right. Anybody
Bernie's
get anything else out of the debate,
Bernie's
Richie?
Got a shot. If they cheat Bernie out of this again, you will see 25% of Bernie supporters vote for Trump.
Yep.
Wow.
Or,
why?
Or,
really?
Because he is anti-establishment. Trump is anti-establishment. And so 25% of his supporters will just go, I'm not going with establishment Joe. I'm going to go anti-establishment. They're going to go over to Trump.
You're all going to mark my words.
Vote,
you're
or they won't
surprised.
Vote at all, which is
or they
won't vote at all, which is the same.
Yeah.
What I thought was so interesting, and once again, yet another massive mistake by the Democrats, who just are, you know, as in disarray as Labour in Britain. Why are they not talking about the Supreme Court?
In what regard? You mean as the
Because the Supreme Court is the most important issue. The Republicans talk about the Supreme Court and courts all the time.
Yeah.
Who's being appointed?
And the Democrats is like,
you are right.
Courts,
you
control
are so
nothing.
Right. Yeah, you know, Trump is one of the reasons I vote for Trump. I will vote for Trump again is because of what he's done in the district courts across this country. He's installed over hundreds of judges, I think, and the Supreme Court. And so forget all the shenanigans of Trump. To me, the court system was getting out of control, overruling the citizens' laws that they vote for in their districts. And so somebody, you know, Oregon would decide they want this, and they make
Richie,
a law, and then some
Richie,
court
you know what
overrules
a perfect
and Trump
example
is reversing
of that is-
all of that garbage.
Number 8 is homelessness on the overview. This is the first time this has ever showed up on the countdown. And those judges that you're talking about are responsible for part of the mayhem that is the homelessness problem, not only here in Los Angeles County, but up and down the West Coast, some of the big cities on the East Coast. But it's no more apparent than it is here in Los Angeles. It is out of everywhere. It doesn't make a difference whether you live in an upscale neighborhood or you live off of the one of the interstates. It is just, I've never seen anything like it, and it's changed so much in the last year even. These people are all over the place. 28 past the hour.
Imagine waking up tomorrow and being 20 pounds lighter. What would that do for you? How much better would you feel? Now, we all know that overnight weight loss is not realistic or safe, but if you're taking Calitrin, it can be that easy. Take Calitrin once a day and you can lose weight and feel better. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went to a size 42 and never felt better in my life.
Hello, my name is Joyce and I am from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 16. It makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
When you give Calitrin 90 days to work, it has a huge 86% success rate. If you want weight loss with real lasting results, visit TopLoss.com for more information or call 833-TOP-LOSS. That's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
When weather hits, the right wiper blades make all the difference. That's when the Michelin man is on your side, helping you see better and drive safer with new Michelin premium wiper blades. Designed with exclusive SmartFlex technology, a frameless beam design, Michelin blades flex to the curve of your windshield, giving you unparalleled streak-free, long-lasting all-season performance. So when the going gets tough, be ready with Michelin premium wiper blades. It's a difference you can see. Available at Walmart, Pep Boys, Amazon, and other fine retailers.
Ah, the bull elk's bugle, one of nature's most wondrous sounds. That is not a bull elk, that's Kim. Her RV sewage tank is spewing all over her camper. Way, way out in the middle of elk country. Yep, there's an elk. And that's Kim. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR. Now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill, covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium, also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM. 6 p.m., North State Now.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 after the hour now. This is the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, brought to you every week at this time. Thanks to the work that's done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. You can go to talkers.com, see the list of the top stories according to their research and the people involved in the stories. Also, you can listen to Talkers Radio and see Talkers Television there as well. So we're graduating up the scale here to some of the other items that are on the story list this week with Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company, Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Rich McFadden is here from Radio America. And we were talking about the homelessness and how the legal system has completely fallen apart, as have many other things in our system, especially here on the West Coast, some of the rulings that have come down from some of the courts as to the rights of the homeless. It is, what about the rights of the people that are paying the bill? What about the taxpayers? Well, if I moved into this neighborhood, I'll move out as quickly as I can, because I'm not going to put up with the kind of foolishness that is a part of life here in one of the busiest. I'm like four blocks from a home that Julia Roberts owns on the beach in Victoria, in Venice. I can't for a second imagine she'd put up with this. My God, it just is amazing. I mean, I love being here. The energy's great. The weather's pretty good. But I'll tell you, I'm damn sick. I really am. I mean, you can tell by my tone. I'm just sick of it. There's no excuse.
Well, your real problem, I think, is the your real problem is the
problem is liberalism. That's what the problem is.
Well, this and the liberals on the Ninth Circuit Court, right? Who determined that these towns cannot fine people for sleeping on the sidewalks? They say, well, there's no other shelter. You cannot
fine them anyway because they don't have any money.
And can't, right. Well, and then, of course, you jail and then relocate them and try to find them a place of shelter. And the Ninth Circuit Court said, no, you can't do that. So,
but you know, the other part of it is the balsam that Seattle and Portland, some of the cities in Oregon and Washington, they give these people bus fare and tell them to get on a bus for Los Angeles. Well, that's what they do.
When I was back in the 80s, I was working at a car dealership right over the Washington, D.C. line in Maryland, in Silver Spring, Maryland. And we used to get homeless problem wasn't near as bad back then, but we'd get the homeless people wander on the lot and they'd be drunk or whatever, and we'd be worried about them, and or they'd just be, you know, going crazy. So we'd call the police, and the police would come, and I'm like, you know, and so finally I asked one day, I'm like, what do you do with these guys? We drop them off at the metro and give them metro fare down to Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
Oh, right. That's how Silver Spring, Maryland
neighborhood,
handled their homeless problem, is they give them metro fare to D.C.
And I live in Framingham, my other home on the East Coast in Framingham, Massachusetts, and the police, it's well known at this point, because Framingham had become very liberal when it came to helping the homeless. So the police in Waltham would go around on Saturday morning at 3 or Sunday morning at 3 o'clock. They'd fill up every empty police car that they have, and they'd bring them, all the homeless, to Framingham and drop them off. That's what they do. The police in Waltham bring the homeless to Framingham and dump them off. That's what they do. So
I got news for you. That happens in communities all over the country.
Right. And it's a scourge. The fact that we've let it get to this point for whatever the reason, it doesn't fix what the problem is. The problem can be, and most anybody with any common sense, you build affordable housing so that the people who are out on, I mean, either that or some of the homeless can, you know, make a choice. We make it easy for them to be homeless, but go move someplace where it's cheaper to live and find a job, for God's sakes.
It's a mental health issue. It's a drug issue.
Yeah, it is mental health.
It's an affordability issue. It's all
affordability of home. Housing. Mm.
Right. Yeah. They can all move to Nancy Pelosi's district where they're all set up, and they love it when the homeless people poop on the sidewalks. Exactly. Apparently, that's the way to do it.
Yeah. All right.
A little snark there.
Either that or we'll go to send them to Wilmington. What the? Do you have a problem with homelessness in Wilmington?
Seriously. We have some really great organizations. Philadelphia, which is about 20 minutes north of North Wilmington, has obviously a larger population. We have some great organizations that work with people who are local as well. And I think that we have a lot of communication amongst these organizations here that are working with people to get them off the drugs. And it needs to be improved because we don't have enough facilities, like most cities, for people who really are ready to get off the opiates, get off the drugs, stop self-medicating with alcohol or whatever they can find. And once they do, we have some great organizations that actually get people their GEDs and get them back to work and help them out. But they have to be ready to do that. And if they're not ready to do that, then you go off and live in Pelosi's district.
All right. Number 7 on the countdown, number of reforms, including immigration reform. The reason I bring that up is because, once again, the news media, which is the scoundrel of all scoundrels, the immigration situation. How many people knew that there are another, 1,000 feet of the wall that's been built in the past couple of months? Did you know that? Who knew that there were any more? I wasn't even paying attention to it. Meanwhile, while we're not paying attention to what's really going on.
I'm up to speed on Prince Harry, though.
Yeah.
I am so up to speed on Prince Harry, I'm telling you.
I got that down.
Know it all.
Yeah. All right, the weather is number 6. The fires in Australia, I don't know what else we can say about that other than it's the same focus.
There was some rain. There's been some rain.
A little bit of rain. Okay, good.
Yeah.
So that's important. Who thinks that Bad Vlad isn't powdering his own nose with the way things have changed around in Russia this week, all these people, doesn't it really leave, even though he can't run again, he can still be influential in who it is that runs, and he's cleaning up, it looks like the house is getting cleaned out, so the new people can be appointed by him. Is that
It really is this power swap 2.0, because you remember, Doug, everybody remembers back when he and Medvedev actually switched positions because he couldn't run for a third term, and now he can't run for a third term, so he says, okay, let's just change the government, and he's going to switch again and go back to being prime minister, I think.
Yeah,
and so it's just bizarre that the government would resign to allow him to do this.
Well, he's got a lot of power, this guy. You don't realize how centralized the power is.
The king of Russia.
Yeah, that's right. Ooh. There is the czar, the new Russian czar. Gee, that's who he is. He's the new Russian czar, looking for a czarina, I understand, too. Number 4, the trade war. So the reason that I find this important for us to talk about is its implications for American agriculture and what is happening on the small family farm in America, what's happening basically to your food supply. The Chinese trade war has hurt a lot of small, medium-sized farmers. Some of the big, the bigger ag industries haven't been hurt because the government has paid them all off with that wonderful $16 billion bailout that should have gone to the family farmers. But guys like me got $89.38, and people who live on Park Avenue in New York and Ocean Avenue in Palm Beach are getting checks for $250,000. So that's the most vulnerable, as far as I'm concerned, where Trump is most vulnerable. He hasn't paid attention to it.
Well,
he doesn't. Richie thinks he knows what's going on, but go ahead.
So Trump finished kind of phase one of the trade deal this week with China, and I'm looking at an article in The Hill, and here's if both sides can hold up the phase one agreement, here's what you can expect to see. First thing, are you ready for this, Doug?
Yeah.
China commits to buy more U.S. crops and products.
Yeah, right. But in the meantime, they're also buying up the means of they own the sausage maker, the pork company, they own the tuna fish company now, and they're on their way to buying out all the chicken companies or the chicken growers. So, and we're asleep at the switch. I don't know where Trump is on that, why he doesn't see, or what, maybe there's a deal, who knows.
So they saw the writing on the wall and said, okay, well, if we can't export to you, we'll just go
buy
all of your companies that created them.
Yeah, that's what's going on. It's amazing. Amazing. The situation in Iran.
You want the other 3 points?
Yeah, okay.
China's going to crack down on patent theft. And then
you mean the theft of our patents? We're not stealing anything from them. They're stealing anything from us.
Yeah, declare a truce on the exchange rates and interest rates.
Yeah.
And then they'll open financial markets to U.S. firms.
Okay, I believe that. I don't believe it for a minute that they're going to clamp down on stealing our stuff. I don't believe that.
But just the fact that something's being done is the key here.
They're talking about it at any rate, one way or the other. Yep. All right, we'll continue. We've still got a couple of other things here. I think we ought to discuss thoroughly the Iran situation, and we'll do that. Group here, Rich McFadden, Victoria Jones, Rick Jensen. That's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with the overview of the official charts from Talkers for this past week, the week of January 13th, 17th, on the story list at number 10, the world of sports talk radio, with an emphasis on the Major League Baseball cheating scandal. That's at 10. What's going on in England with Brexit? Number 9, homelessness and its impact on life in American cities and elsewhere, especially on the West Coast. Number 8. Number 7, reforms, healthcare reform, immigration reform. That's all on the front burner. Number 6 is the weather. Number 5, the situation with Bad Vlad and the Russian power. The model which keeps him in power, basically, for as long as he wants. Number 4, our dealings with China and the new trade deal. Iran and that situation, which is a mess. At number 3, presidential race and who's zooming whom. And number 1, the impeachment story, the continuing focus on how to get rid of Donald Trump. And they're not necessarily going about it in the right way. So that's it. Those are the top stories this week on the Talk Radio Review, with a guarantee of satisfaction or your money back. That's what Power Swabs is happy to offer you. Actually, when you get onto the Power Swabs routine, you don't have to do it every month or you do it when your teeth turn yellow. But most of the time when people go on the Power Swabs thing, follow the routine, they don't need it again, maybe for years. And if you change your evil ways and you don't drink so much wine, you don't smoke as much, and you don't drink coffee and tea, it won't yellow your teeth, and you'll be in pretty good shape. But if you have, right now, those ugly yellow teeth. Let's get into this intensive whitening introductory kit from Power Swabs. Call 800-208-1797 right now to get your bright smile back. You will get 40% off the manufacturer's suggested retail price, which is $99, so you're down to $59. Then you take an extra $10 off, so now $49. And with it, you get the stain-out swabs, you get the white swab, and the stain-out quick stick. All part of the same deal for about $40. 800-208-1797. What a deal when you consider if you ask your dentist to whiten your teeth, he's going to charge you $600-$700. This is the deal. And no sensitivity, your gum's not going to bother you. It's all great, all good, and all available right now at 800-208-1797. Once again, if you're asking, what's the name of that product again? They are called Power Swabs. You break open the little stick, you take the Q-tip and apply them to your teeth, and before you know it, your teeth are 2 shades whiter. Keep doing that for a couple of months, and wow, you're going to be surprised. 800-208-1797. That's the way you get the deal. Use the DJV code. 800-208-1797. Power Swabs.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
When Hurricane Irma devastated Green Cove Springs, Florida, news footage showed hundreds of stranded people and utility workers desperately trying to restore power to thousands. A man wanting to help brought his food truck from another town and began to offer hot meals to utility workers. But the local police shut him down because he didn't have a food truck permit. He couldn't get one either because the city hall was closed. So were all the restaurants. So he wasn't competing with anybody, just trying to help. We understand the need for rules, but they should be applied with common sense. A neighboring town facing the same crisis welcomed the barbecue truck. They understand that feeding people during emergencies is more important than permits. And it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. On the Talk Radio Countdown Show, let's close out our thoughts on stories and talk about the people that are on the list that are actually attached to most of the stories. At number 10, Alex Cora. Number 9, Prince Harry and his wife, Meghan Markle. Number 8, Vladimir Putin. Number 7, the Ayatollah. Number 6, Joe Biden. And Michael Bloomberg tied for that slot. Look out for Michael Bloomberg. I keep saying that because I think a lot of people are asleep at the switch when it comes to his impact. Number 5, Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren and their spat. Rudy Giuliani and his pal, Mr. Parnas. Number 4, Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler and these other characters, Nancy Pelosi, have the 2 and 3 slot. And, of course, at number 1, Donald Trump gets the most airtime. He sucks the air out of the room, as a matter of fact. When we're talking about him, nothing else seems to be of any relevance. That's it. That's the story. The People List on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen here with Rick Jensen and Victoria Jones to finish up our conversation for this hour. The situation in Iran and the blame. And what was most telling for me this week was seeing the video of not one but 2 missiles. They weren't sure they got the plane the first time. And I was talking with my audience on the DJV program about the speculation that these people, there were 24 folks on the plane that were defectors from the Iranian Republic, and they wanted them not to go, so they shot the plane down. I think that's one of the things that's in there. What about the rest of you? What about it, Victoria? What do you hear? What's the buzz on our relationship with Iran now?
Well, I think a very interesting story coming out from the Wall Street Journal, which is that the Pentagon is now admitting that 11 U.S. troops were injured in the Iranian missile strike on 2 Iraqi bases housing U.S. troops earlier this month, which were launched in retaliation for the killing of Soleimani. Defense One reported that on Thursday. Initially, Defense One is a great reporting site. So that is different from what we were first told.
All right. Well, what a surprise. A correction in the story. All right, Rick, what about you and your audience? How much have you talked about that with them?
We have quite a bit, mostly about the media coverage, wherein you had New York Times reporters, for example, saying, oh, my gosh, Iran, they're so reasonable, and we're not. I'm thinking, really, reasonable? They shot down a civilian airliner. How reasonable. Yeah. Thanks,
leave
guys.
Leave it to the New York Times. Rick Jensen, WDEL, Victoria Jones, D.C. Radio Company, Doug Steffen here.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey.
3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's Tech Talk time here with a focus on the top five stories from this week in the world of technology and how they affect you. First, at number five, counting to number one, Vermont has a senator that's introduced legislation this week that would make it illegal for anybody under the age of 21 to own or use a cell phone. I thought this was pretty cool, actually. The bill introduced by a lawmaker who said he wanted to make a point that a cell phone is more dangerous than a gun. If the bill passes, anybody under the age, the legal drinking age, legal smoking age, caught using a cell phone, could face a $1,000 fine. The bill from State Senator John Rogers argues that people under 21 are not developmentally mature enough to safely possess cell phones. He also says using the phones while driving is one of the leading killers of teenagers in the U.S. He's not wrong about that. His bill says that young people frequently use cell phones to bully and threaten other young people, activities that have been linked to many suicides, and goes on to blame the devices for radicalizing and recruiting terrorists and fascists and extremists. You know, he's got pretty good points here. Rogers is a gun rights advocate, too, by the way. He says he introduced the bill to protest that the Vermont legislature seems bent on taking away our Second Amendment rights, so let's take away the guns, which is the wrong motivation. If he hadn't done it for that reason, I'm still supportive of that. The states that carry this program in Vermont, you hear me say that, and maybe you like it, maybe you don't, but I think he said he has no delusions the bill's going to pass, but boy, I think it's worthy of a national conversation, frankly. So that's that story from Vermont, number five. Number four this week on the list of the top five tech stories is a focus on Apple, which has launched a new replacement program for the XS, the iPhone XS, the XS Max, and the XR smart battery cases after charging issues were discovered. Some of the cases may have a problem where they won't charge when they're plugged into power, or they may fail to charge the iPhone. If your model is affected, Apple or one of its authorized service providers will replace it free at $129. The battery case is not cheap, for sure, but their tight integration with the iPhone means they come with a few advantages. iOS displays the charge level of your battery case in its top notification bar, for example, can also pass data through the battery case, the lightning port in the battery case. If your case is eligible for a replacement, then it might be worth taking it into the Apple store, regardless of whether it's having a problem or not. You get a newer model, could be less chance of it being a problem in the future. If you want to take advantage of the program, then Apple says you'll need to take it to an authorized service provider or an Apple store, where it will be examined to make sure that it's eligible. If it is, then Apple says it'll dispose of your old model in an environmentally friendly way. That case would be covered for 2 years following their original sale. That's according to Apple. Number three, the phrase, OK Boomer, making it to the Supreme Court. The term OK Boomer, because of the usage of it by Chief Justice John Roberts, he was discussing age discrimination at a Supreme Court hearing and whether saying that during a job interview, that is OK Boomer, could qualify as legal evidence. The moment came during a case hearing for a case called Babb versus Wilkie, which the plaintiff, a fellow named Norris Babb, was in her early 50s at the time of the incident, alleged that she was denied a promotion from the Department of Veterans Affairs based on her age and her gender. During questioning, the justice asked if hiring a person, if you were to say, OK, Boomer, is that actionable? According to the court transcript, the question was met with laughter. Ultimately, the court moved on after noting that it would likely be actionable if the term was used as a way to negatively judge a job candidate, especially if done so against a younger alternative. I don't know. that people are talking about. Here's something that a lot of people in my neck of the woods are talking about. The Bose Corporation, which is headquartered in my hometown of Framingham, Massachusetts, planning to close all its retail stores here in North America, around Europe and Japan and Australia. The decision was announced. The fact that headphones and speakers and other products are increasingly purchased through e-commerce is the reason. A lot of employees are going to be laid off. Bose opened its first retail store in 1993, has locations in a lot of shopping centers around the country. They're going to keep some stores open in other countries, but not in this circumstance. This is, I don't know, I guess it is what it is. It's part of what we call progress. And the number one story, cyber crooks are targeting retirement accounts. Be on the alert. If you don't have a habit of opening your retirement account paper statements, you may want to start now, because a lot of cyber crooks are siphoning money out of these retirement accounts. And if you don't look at it all the time, you won't know. So be wary of responding to or opening attachments on your email links, too, about financial information. Word to the wise at 59 past the hour.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill, covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium, also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. 6 p.m. North State Now.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockster. President Trump's legal team is forcefully denying the impeachment charges of abuse and obstruction against him.
In the official summons of the impeachment trial, House Democrats make the case that President Trump misused the power of his office and attempted to cover up his misconduct. But the White House defense team came out swinging as well. Mr. Trump's legal team says the president categorically and unequivocally denies the charges and calls impeachment a brazen and unlawful attempt to overturn the results of the 2016 election and interfere with the 2020 election. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Meanwhile, the president was in Austin, Texas, Sunday afternoon, attending the American Farm Bureau Federation's convention, where he expressed his appreciation for the farmers who felt the impact of tariffs on China but stuck with him. He proclaimed, quote, "We did it," as he touted the new North American trade agreement and a separate one with China that he said will massively benefit farmers. He also said he's taking steps to protect the water rights of farmers and ranchers. The Supreme Court says it will hear arguments later this year on allowing more employers to opt out of providing birth control coverage to workers.
The Trump administration is trying to get an injunction lifted that blocks its rules introduced in 2018 that allow more companies to cite religious or moral grounds for refusing to provide contraceptive coverage, which was mandated in the Obama Health Care Act. Churches and other religious groups can opt out, but this would allow more employers to deny coverage or limit what type of contraception would be paid for. The Supreme Court will likely hear arguments in April. A ruling this summer by a federal judge in Texas already allows more exemptions. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Asian shares mostly higher Monday. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Fasting Walker here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the 3-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now like me, glad they ordered the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the 3-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
If you live in Florida, say goodbye to the Telegraph.
Florida lawmakers are transmitting a news bulletin. The Telegraph era is over. Before there was instant messaging, emails, and even corded telephones, there was the reliable telegraph to instantaneously transmit messages far and wide. While thumbing through the state's laws, a Florida lawmaker came across old statutes regulating the telegraph industry. He found the laws meaningless in the era of the internet, smartphones, and emojis. So Representative Tommy Gregory wants those pages ripped out of the state's laws. A state house committee on Wednesday agreed, telegraphing the end of an era. Keith Peters reporting.
Sunday birthdays, actress Tippi Hedren turned 90, former PBS newsman Robert McNeil, 89. Actress Shelley Fabre turned 86. Country singer Dolly Parton celebrated her 74th. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Anger in Puerto Rico after the discovery of a warehouse full of emergency supplies, and the agency's chief gets the axe.
As parts of Puerto Rico recover from recent earthquakes, the emergency supplies, including water, cots, and baby food, have been piled in the warehouse since Hurricane Maria hit in 2017. Video posted on Facebook by Lorenzo Delgado showed residents breaking in Saturday to retrieve supplies, prompting the governor of the U.S. territory to fire the director of emergency management and launch an investigation. Delgado told reporters he'd received a tip about the warehouse in Ponce. Officials there say they didn't know, and it's owned by Puerto Rico's Company of Commerce and Export. I'm Julie Walker.
SpaceX has completed the last big test of its crew capsule before launching astronauts within the next few months to the International Space Station. The company mimicked an emergency launch escape on Sunday in the skies above Cape Canaveral, Florida. To townhall.com, I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Get ready for the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes, the largest official game of Super Bowl Squares ever with millions of dollars in...
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill, covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium, also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. 6 p.m., North State Now.
.com.
Hey folks, up first this time around, the second half of a fall 1944 episode of the variety series, The Kraft Music Hall. And later, William Gargan stars as Barry Craig, confidential investigator. As we resume this episode from November 16, 1944, Bing is about to be joined by another famous crooner. They are not in the same studio, though, or even the same city, as you'll now hear. Enjoy.
Put your dreams away for another day.
Well, if it isn't the voice, huh?
Well, if it isn't the brow.
Where are you, in Buffalo?
I sure am, chubby.
What an age, what an age. I get to work with you without looking at you, huh?
Yeah.
How are things, huh?
Copacetic, Senior. Everything's as right as ham and
eggs. Oh, yes. Let's talk about eggs, shall we, for about 15 to 20 minutes?
Let's just say this, that there's no truth in the rumor that I'm making my dramatic bow in Shakespeare's omelet.
Frank, I want to tell you something. You should have stood sideways on the stage there. Sergeant York couldn't hit you. Tell me, what plays, Muscles? What's digging?
Well, we're doing a little concerto up here this evening.
What's
we're
doing?
We're kind of cutting a rug with a 60-piece band.
60-piece band?
Yeah.
Happy 60, huh?
Yeah, say, Bing, I heard that you're a new kind of show, more music and stuff, and that you're plenty happy about the whole thing.
Until now, I was.
Well, anyway, since you are going to have more singing on your new setup, I thought maybe,
How are things in Buffalo, Frank? What...
Got some news for you here, or maybe you've heard. You know what Monday is?
Monday? It's wash day.
I mean this coming Monday. Something special. Yeah? I'm going to be on the air.
Oh, Blue Monday, huh? I thought you was on the air Saturdays.
Oh, that's when I hit the kids with the hit parade.
But
I got some more news for you. From now on, Monday will be my regular Vim showtime. Don't you forget, 4 days from now, my first Monday show will be on.
I got news for you. I'll be on it.
Of course, that's great, Bing. How could I forget? I suppose you'll want to sing, by the way.
Well, I'm always in favor of some good singing.
Fine. In that case, play, Axel.
A cigarette that bears a lipstick tracer, an airline ticket to romantic places, and still my heart has wings. These foolish things remind me of. A tinkling piano in the next apartment, those stumbling words that told you what my heart meant, a fairground's painted swings, these foolish things.
Lovely orchestra, isn't it?
Thanks. Thank you, Frank. Thanks for cutting in.
Now listen, save me about 8 bars lively on your next Monday's musicale, will you? Have some of the older people in, too. But it's getting on time to give a listen to a lad who's an old master when it comes to the art of how to make your chow a wow.
If I want to make a pun, I'd say that it's not so hard to spread the red ration points, because I'm going to tell you how to make those points go further by using Kraft cheese spreads. Yes, for rich, moist, flavorful fillings and lunchbox sandwiches, there's nothing quite so handy as the 7 delicious Kraft cheese spreads. They help in spreading the sandwiches and in spreading the ration points. For example, 4 of those delicious Kraft cheese spreads take just 2 points apiece. They are the creamy kinds that add rich and also zippy flavor to your sandwiches.
Kraft Pimento and Olive Pimento spreads, the Zestful Roca spread, and Kraft Relish spread with bits of sweet pickle all through it. Look for these big helpers at your food store when you shop tomorrow. Whenever you get a cheese spread marked Kraft, you can be sure it's a wholesome, nutritious dairy product made with the same fine ingredients you'd use in making sandwich fillings at home. So invest at least a couple of points tomorrow in time-saving, delicious Kraft cheese spreads.
Did you ever notice sometimes how a song brings back a story that you once knew? In the story, Pennies from Heaven, there was a song that showed how a man found a way to express himself romantically, inspired by the rhyme and the old children's game. Something he learned somewhere about trying to help a penniless little girl and her grandfather. One, two, button your shoe, put on your coat and hat. I play a game like that while I'm waiting for you. Three, four, open the door, hurry for heaven's sake. I count each step you take while I'm waiting for you. Five, six, now my heart does break as I picture all your charms. Seven, eight, you're at the gate and you walk into my arms. Nine, ten, kiss me again. Tell me you get such a thrill, just as I hope you will, while I'm waiting for you.
I'm counting one, two, button your shoe, three, four, open the door, five, six, my heart does tricks, seven, eight, you're at the gate,
nine, ten, kiss me again, tell me you get such a thrill, just as I hope you will, while I'm waiting.
While you button your shoe.
And then this fella met a pretty young social worker. She was trying to put the little girl into an orphanage. Gradually, though he and the welfare gal started out as enemies, they learned to be understanding, to appreciate one another. And when he told her one day that at last he knew what it meant to love someone, she could only answer simply, so do I.
The breeze runs after you while you're passing by. It wants to be
to be a crooner, turn it into a nightclub, call it the Haunted House Cafe. They figured to have good luck no matter how many hands there was in the house, or no matter how many skeletons there was in the closet there. Yeah.
school squad having their midnight fling. The merrymaking was in full swing. They streaked themselves into a cheerful trance. Pin the skeleton in the closet started to dance. A goblin giggle with fiendish glee. A shout rang out from a big banshee. Amazement was in every ghostly glance. When the skeleton in the closet started to dance.
Now all the witches were in stitches, while the steps squeaked with the toes, and they nearly dropped their broomsticks.
When he tried to do the bumps, you never heard such an earthly laughter or such hilarious groan. The skeleton in the closet rattled his bones, bones, bones. When the skeleton in the closet rattled his bones.
Well, after buku ups and quite a few downs, the nightclub brought all of them success. Plenty pennies, plenty pennies. But much more important, brought them happiness, too. They counted their real wealth in pennies from heaven.
Every time it rains, pennies from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven? You'll find your fortune falling all over town.
And so
be sure that your umbrella is upside down. If you want the things you love, you must have showers. So when you hear it thunder, don't run under. From heaven for you and me.
Every time it rains, there'll be pennies from heaven.
Before we leave the hall this evening, just a word of tribute to the United Church Canvas and its efforts to remind us how important it is that we all take advantage of our treasured freedom of worship. On your day of worship each week, give the church sacred to your faith the full support of your regular attendance. In that way, you share the spiritual comfort that you send with your prayers to our men who are defending religious freedom with their lives on fighting fronts all over the world. Good night.
We're in the Kraft Music Hall next Thursday at the same time, and our special guest will be the lovely and brilliantly talented singing star, Risa Stevens.
The Kraft Music Hall, hosted by Bing Crosby and joined courtesy of Remote Feed by fellow singing legend Frank Sinatra. It's a broadcast that was from November 16, 1944. I'm Greg Bell, and next on Wind Radio Was, we'll shift to the dramas for William Gargan as Barry Craig, confidential investigator. Right after this break.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, where it's time for a confidential investigator. As we head back to March 1st, 1953.
There's a familiar saying which goes, give a rogue enough rope and he'll hang himself. The theory holds fine, except in one instance. What if the chap doling out the rope happens to be the hangman?
National Broadcasting Company presents William Gargan in another transcribed drama of mystery and adventure with America's number one detective, Barry Craig, confidential investigator.
Barry Craig speaking. A confidential investigator isn't always hired on his merits. His merits as a fact finder, I mean. Some clients choose you because they hope you're stupid. They don't want a cop. They want a stooge. You're to be the front behind which they can keep a criminal operation going. You're the rubber stamp certifying their sincerity so they can get away with murder. Yeah, you get them like that. Cases phony from the word go. That was my first hunch on Brenda Connor, a brunette with a tendency to overact. We launched her case in Central Park. In a handsome carriage, complete with horse, silk-hatted driver, and lap robe. Around the park at $3 an hour. But I wasn't paying the tab. The lady was. Why the handsome cab and the freezing weather? I didn't ask. You get used to eccentrics.
The rhythmic clippity-clop. I'm able to think.
So who's the demon?
Demon?
The demon pursuing you.
You have a flippant way, Mr. Craig.
To cover up my emotions. I'm the type who identifies. A sad lady like you, I can cry harder than any little white cloud around. You were about to tell me.
It's my husband.
Funny now how it always is.
Ralph Connor, he was gone for 5 years, completely out of my life.
A long wait for a streetcar.
I'd almost forgotten him. And then 1 week ago, he came back to me.
And you resent his return?
I didn't say that.
That's right, you didn't. But you don't look overjoyed.
No. But it isn't what you think. I have no basic quarrel with my marriage, even despite the separation, but...
Throw the punchline.
Ralph, this man who is my husband come back. I'm not so sure that it is he.
I I let Brenda Connor continue to unburden her soul over coffee. The tab was on me this time. How much coffee could a lady drink?
My alarm's about my husband, Ralph.
Yes?
I don't mean to leave the impression with you that...
You're sure he's an impersonator?
Yes. My reaction to him since his return, my suspicions have been intuitive more than actual. I don't know.
Her husband takes off for 5 years and then suddenly he's back. How did you receive him?
Well, gladly enough at first.
You asked him questions?
Yes. His explanation of his absence seemed genuine to me, understandable. He'd been out of sorts with himself. Suddenly 40 and restless, disoriented and neurotic, full of self-dislike, dissatisfaction with the career he'd chosen.
Said career?
Realty management. Connor and Saxton. Saxton is his business partner.
When did the doubt begin for you? The doubt, intuitive as you call it, that this voyager come back maybe wasn't really your husband.
The very first evening. Ralph was different. A stranger I didn't know.
After 5 years, he would be.
Yes, yes, I know. But what I mean is the personality I once knew, the habits, the little things a wife knows about her husband. I could find none of them in this man.
Little things. Can you give me something specific?
Yes. The foods Ralph liked, always liked. This man has very different tastes. And even his speech, his way of phrasing things, and his thoughts so different, so very changed. And even something physical.
What's that?
Left-handed. This man is left-handed. My husband, the husband I knew, wasn't.
Quite a switch, that. How about his appearance, looks?
Oh, there are some differences. Still differences that could only mean time, how time changes the face. Ralph was full in the cheeks. This man is gaunt, thinner. Oh, mind you, I'm not saying... I don't know what I'm saying. I'm confused. I'm so confused I can't even think straight, Mr. Craig.
Hooray for confusion. But there was more to it than the lady was telling. There always is. I got a peek into what was omitted in the telling. The time was later that same afternoon. It was raining buckets. I had my formal tie on for a ride over to see the husband, Ralph Connor, firsthand. The great thing about a jalopy, it either starts or it doesn't. Mine wouldn't. Wet wires from the downpour, I figured. But my guess was wrong. There was a gentleman on hand to correct me on it.
You'll only run your battery down, Craig. Get off the starter.
A guy in a rain slicker slouched in the back of my car. Nice eyes and an easy grin. And a familiar swell near the left armpit. I knew what that swell was. I had one myself to match it. A gun holster.
The wires aren't wet, Craig. There's another reason she won't start.
What's that?
This. Here. Your rotor.
Rotor?
You don't know about cars?
I know they go or don't go.
The rotor belongs under the hood on the engine where the distributor is. I removed it.
Why?
So your car wouldn't go.
Why again?
So you'd bum a ride from me.
Where are you parked?
Right behind you. Come on, I'll show for you.
You sound like you know where I'm going.
Yeah, I think so. See Ralph Connor. You want to look him over?
You're well informed.
I took courses in mind reading. Come on, I'll drive you.
To Ralph Connor, this is?
No, not right away. I've got something else to show you first. You're stalling, Craig.
No, I'm thinking.
How about?
The penalty for armed kidnapping.
20 years. Life if you cross state lines. That's a Lindbergh law. And the chair if you compound kidnapping with murder. So what's it to be, Craig?
I'd been grabbed at gunpoint before, but this one had a new wrinkle. No violence, no dent in my skull. No impulsive ride to the country. Just a short ride over to Queens, to a roadhouse you had to shove your way into. More people and floor space. A jam at the bar and a jam on the postage stamp dance floor. People laughing it up, people living it up.
Look over the dance floor, you see something?
Yeah, sweat and suffocation.
No, I mean faces. For instance, over there, the brunette swooning all over the he-man in the plaid shirt. You see her?
I see her.
You know her?
Brenda Connor, my client.
Well, that ends my mission. So long, Craig. You're on your own now.
Buster, wait.
Yeah, Craig?
The plaid shirt with my client. He's not Ralph Connor.
Married folks don't spend time here with each other. No, he's Chris Contura. He's a tennis player.
A tennis player?
Love matches in the hot afternoon sun and love matches under hot blue lights with slender ladies with fat checkbooks.
Is this why you brought me here?
To show you a two-timing wife so you discount half to 90% of what she told you.
Look, as long as we're talking...
I've said all I want to. So you won't knock yourself out identifying me when I'm gone. Here's my card. So long again.
The card he'd left with me read, Mike Hassick, private detective. The guy who'd put the polite snatch on me was a private eye. I switched my plans around. You do with new developments. I didn't try to interview Ralph Connor right off. I drove over to his residence to case the place. Pretty fancy. A townhouse all lit up like utility bills were no concern to anybody. There was a parlor floor drawing room that opened onto a stone balcony. I was enough of a gymnasium genius to make the balcony without setting up too much of a commotion. After 10 minutes of eavesdropping on the rustle of thick oriental carpets, I got to listen to a live show. Brenda Connor and a guy I took to be her ever-loving mister on the other side of the glass.
You've got that odd look again, Brenda.
Look, Ralph. What odd look?
The frail, pale princess in the grip of a nameless terror.
Oh, you're being cruel deliberately.
Deliberately?
To unnerve me. Push me to the edge of reason. Push me...
Beyond the edge?
Into insanity, yes.
I see. Now, suppose you try the shoe.
I try the shoe?
To see how it fits you. What's been your scheme with me?
Scheme? I have no scheme.
The terrified glances since my return, so nicely timed when company watches, so beautifully acted. And the way you contrived to look at me other times, the unfamiliar stares, if I were not your husband, but an interloper.
Not an interloper, Ralph, but a...
Yes, Brenda?
An imposter.
I see. I am not who I am. Is that what you're saying? Oh, what about me is so changed? I'd like to know, Brenda.
Everything is changed. Your manner, your talk, your habits, so many little things. And not like the Ralph I knew, the Ralph I remember.
An imposter, that was your word. Do you then really think I am not Ralph Connor? That I am somebody else? Some diabolical somebody else playing at being Ralph Connor?
I don't know. I don't know.
It was time to get off the balcony and make a more formal entrance into the life of Ralph Connor through the front door. I started to do same when I had a mishap. Cute word, mishap. It can mean anything. It can mean a tear in your trousers from an unexpected nail. It could mean a ton of brass landing on your head. In my case, it meant the last mentioned. A ton of brass. It fell from a height, from upstairs somewhere with cannonball speed. What? Who? I was too sleepy to care. I just lay down.
You're listening to Barry Gregg, Confidential Investigator. We'll be right back after this short break.
What does a murderer look like? Go ahead, put yourself out on that limb, but don't drag me out there with you.
That's Bob Bailey, starring as world-weary insurance investigator Johnny Dollar in Radio Spirit's 10 CD collection, Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, Fabulous Freelance.
Come on now, kid, put it down.
No. No, because nobody tells me what to do, not when I've got a gun. They're afraid to. That's right.
Fabulous Freelance is regularly $39.98, but when Radio Was listeners can get it today for only $24.98. Yup, save $15 and get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code $33.
Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Order Fabulous Freelance today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code $33. This offer is available for a limited time only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Radio's outstanding theater of thrills, suspense.
Johnny Dollar.
We offer you escape.
The Jack Benny Program.
The Johnson Wax Program with Fibber McGee and Molly.
The Bill Harris Alice Faye Show.
Stream the most recent When Radio Was episodes on the new Radio Spirits app for free. Plus, get thousands more of our other radio shows, such as Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Gunsmoke, Our Miss Brooks, The Whisper, and Nero Wolfe, to name just a few. Download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening. You can also bookmark programs and resume play whenever and wherever you'd like. So don't miss a When Radio Was episode ever again. Sign up for a free trial now at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android. Check out the Radio Spirits app today and get free When Radio Was daily streams with no risk or obligation.
Do you want to know a way to see more turkeys and fawns each year? I'll share how right after this message.
Your silver investment today may triple in price. Wes Peters of Gold Wealth Management wants you to know now is the time to acquire silver as part of your wealth accumulation portfolio. Today, silver is significantly undervalued at an 85-to-1 gold purchasing ratio. We've not seen a ratio like this in over 20 years. Should silver return to its 2011 value, your silver investment today will triple in price. Call Wes now, 866-GLD-SLVR.
A way to see more fawns and turkeys each year is to reduce the predator numbers. And an effective way to lower those numbers is to trap. If you haven't trapped before, keep in mind it is regulated to ensure that it is sustainable and humane. To learn more about this topic and many more, check us out at drawntowildlife.com where the seasons never end.
Welcome back to Behold a Corpse, a Barry Craig mystery on When Radio Was.
One thing about consciousness, it always returns sooner or later. If you're not dead, that is. I wasn't. I had proof I wasn't. I could wiggle a finger. When you're dead, you can't. Rigor mortis won't allow it. I was on a couch with a guy slapping cold compresses on my forehead. A guy with nice eyes and an easy smile and wearing a rain slicker indoors. He was the private eye, Mike Hassock.
Able to get up now, Craig?
I'm up. What hit me?
A flower pot, solid brass. It was on the window ledge, three flights up.
It fell?
No.
Oh, it was dropped on me.
That's right.
By whom?
Me.
You're working for the Mr. Ralph Connor?
That's right.
An impersonator, stand-in for the real article.
If you want to believe a wacky two-timing wife.
I see. Who owns all the loot in the family? So don't answer it. I can guess the way it shapes. My client, Brenda Connor, does. Your client hasn't got a dime.
That stuff about Ralph Connor being an impersonator is the malarkey, Craig.
Maybe, but answer me this. Can a man who's been right-handed to the age of 40 suddenly turn up left-handed? But don't answer it, Hassock. Think about it while I'm busy somewhere else.
You're going to heckle Connor?
Maybe. Oh, Hassock.
What?
Come here to the rear window a minute.
Yes?
What's outside?
The yard.
Yeah, it's a backyard. Not much of a drop. Only 10 feet, I'd guess it to be.
10 feet? So what?
So one of us has to be discouraged. You've had your whack at me. Now it's turnabout.
Craig, let me go. Put me down.
Put you down? Sure. Exactly what I intend doing. You meet some guys sometimes who have to be paid back in their own coin. I didn't set up a talk with Ralph Connor. I passed him up a second time. I had nothing to say to him yet. Instead, I looked up Saxton of Connor and Saxton Realty Management. Connor's business partner. Maybe he could shed some light. A short guy with two stomachs and pink ears like he was always blushing. There was an oily look to him, like he was an accomplished phony.
I still don't quite understand the purpose of your call here to me, Mr. Craig.
If you've stalled long enough, Saxton...
If I've stalled?
Worked out answers in your head...
Well, I have no ulterior motives in evading you.
Then?
Well, it's just that I don't care to become embroiled in the man's affairs. That is, his affairs other than our joint business. Frankly, I've always found Connor strange and unpredictable. explosive.
He was gone for 5 years.
Yes.
Did you keep his end of the business up for all that time?
Oh, yes, scrupulously. His share of the net profits were put into an escrow account for what they amounted to. His drawing account, of course, was suspended while he was gone.
In the time he was away, did he write to you, keep in touch?
No.
Now, a big question. Is he Ralph Connor?
Yes, Mr. Craig.
You don't seem surprised at the question.
No, I'm not surprised anymore. I've been asked the same question before.
By whom?
2 persons. By Mrs. Connor and by a private detective named Mike Hassick.
So Hassick wasn't so sure of his client's identity either.
What's that you said?
Just thinking out loud. What makes you sure this new Connor is the same old Connor?
Why, everything about him.
Like?
Like, I don't know how to answer that quite. He looks like Ralph Connor, facially and physically. He knows about me, our business, the background of our business.
He's demonstrated all that to you?
Why, yes, of course. He has demonstrated an intimate knowledge of our business. It couldn't be faked. The man simply had to know.
Connor was Connor. Only thing, Saxton didn't sell me the notion convincingly enough. I double-checked on Saxton's truthfulness by applying some heat to the office bookkeeper of Connor and Saxton.
Why, Mr. Saxton told you outrageous falsehoods. Outrageous!
He didn't ring true to me too much. Good I got to you, Mr. What's it again?
Pipit. I'm the one to tell the truth.
Oh, that's peachy dandy. But get around to telling it.
Well, now, Ralph Connor, the new one, he's a queer one.
Meaning?
Well, when he came back after being away all that time, he didn't know my name. He kept calling me Pippin and Poppin. Pippin and Poppin, mind you, when it's Pippin, like it's always been.
Pretty staggering.
And then about the business, he didn't know about the old Cameroon account.
He didn't, huh?
The biggest account in the Connor Saxton Agency, and he didn't even seem to know he had it. Like this wasn't his business.
What else?
Well, his easy way about money. Tipping me $1 when he sent me out for coffee. The old Ralph Connor only tipped 5 cents.
Is the new Ralph Connor also easy about money in other ways? Business ways, for instance.
I don't know what you mean.
I mean, like, not asking for an accounting from Saxton to cover the 5 years Connor was away.
Well, then, there never was an accounting. And Mr. Connor never yet asked for one.
Well, you'd know that. You're the bookkeeper.
Oh, yes. I'd be the one to know, all right.
Is there an escrow account with Connor's share of the profits of the last 5 years in it?
Oh, no, there's no escrow account.
Well, were there any profits the last 5 years Connor's been away?
Oh, yes, good profits. Business has been very good.
How good were the profits?
Well, I couldn't say without going over the books.
$50,000, is that close to it?
It isn't far from it.
Then a sharpie like Saxton would have reason to play ball with somebody not the real Connor, but an impersonator. Keep all the accumulated business profits, so long as the new Connor didn't stick his hand out or yell for the DA.
Oh, well, I'm afraid now you're getting too deep.
Forget it. You've been a great help. You can go back to your books now, Pippin.
The name is not Pippin.
Oh, my mistake, Poppin.
It's Pippin.
It was time to form an independent impression of Ralph Connor, I figured. The townhouse sat next door to the East River. I'd just gotten to the doorbell when I found myself doing some more eavesdropping. Nothing subtle this time. Anybody for a mile around could eavesdrop along with me. A scream has carrying power. A high-pitched woman's scream. Brenda Connor. I could identify the voice. Brenda Connor at home, either being strangled to death or blowing her top.
For a short break, but we'll be back with more of Barry Craig right after this.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. Also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM. 6 p.m., North State Now.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, "Our customers are warm friends." We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
And now the conclusion of Behold a Corpse from Barry Craig on When Radio Was.
Inside the house, I didn't get to see my screaming client. She was in her room behind locked doors. The husband, Ralph Connor, told me the melancholy facts. Or do I mean the melancholy fiction?
Brenda is in there in her room with her doctor.
Doctor who?
Does that matter?
It matters. I'm jotting it down in my notebook. Mrs. Connor is my client.
Dr. Phipps. 275 Dartmouth Street, if you also want the address. Phipps is Brenda's own physician.
I get your emphasis. When can I see Mrs. Connor?
I don't know. She's under restraint.
Restraints meaning?
She's had a nervous breakdown.
All of a sudden?
No, my wife has a history of, emotional instability. Hallucinations, compulsive behavior, a fascination for unsavory places and people.
That's a careful reference to the roadhouse and tennis Adonis. Mike Hassick made sure I'd see.
Yes, so that you'd be aware of all the facts. Now, this emotional instability in Brenda, it's one of the reasons I left her 5 years ago. I've had all I could stand of hysteria.
You make a glib case of it.
It's the truth.
What happens to Brenda Connor from here on?
Hospitalization. It's not the first time Brenda has been confined before.
And cured?
Evidently not, as this new breakdown shows.
Comes a time she's declared mentally incompetent. Who gets her money?
That is an impertinent question.
I'll answer it. You do. You step into her estate. I'll even bet you've already got the petition before the court with Dr. Phipps' affidavit pinned to it.
I don't care to dignify this nonsense any longer, Mr. Craig. So if you don't mind, good night.
On the street, I had an encounter with a guy who was making a habit of it.
Stop a minute, Craig.
What for, Hassick?
A talk. Friendly talk.
With a gun in my ribs?
The gun's for my own protection. You play too hard.
So do you.
I have to. I'm in it for the cabbage, just like you.
Speak only for yourself.
You'll change your mind. $100,000. We split it down the middle.
Who gives it to us?
Connor, if you don't spoil it for him.
Keep talking.
Connor is a phony, an impersonator, like you said. the real Connor, he probably knocked off somewhere, the way I figure it. That's none of our business. Now, this Connor grabs the wife's estate. We let him. You let him. Then the fight. He pays us off. We own him.
You're sure of your facts?
I checked. I sized everything up. Connor's a fake, a smart fake, and a winner. Let's win with him, okay?
Why did Connor hire you in the first place, Hasek?
To follow his wife around, report on who she saw, spent time with, that tennis player, you. So now tell me, are you playing it smart along with me?
What do you think?
I think you are. Sure you are. What have you got against money?
I played it smart, the poor man's way. I didn't go home and let Connor play out his scheme. I went back to Connor for a closer look at his scheme.
You've become a frequent visitor, Mr. Craig.
Every 10 minutes. I realized out on the street that I'd said things in here to you that were out of line. I'm sorry.
Forget it.
Thanks. I can see now what a screwball Mrs. Connor is and how I went for the buck.
Yes, Mr. Craig.
I'm a working operative. I put in time and sweat. I've had expenses.
Oh, I see. You've got a bill and you're wondering how you're ever going to get paid.
That's it. It's no obligation of yours, I know.
Oh, nonsense. I'll pay Mrs. Connor's bill. In fact, I'll make out a check right here and now. How much is it, Mr. Craig?
Well, 100 will about cover it.
$100. Very well. Here you are, Mr. Craig. A $100 check for you.
It means more to me than you think, Mr. Connor.
Oh, you don't have to thank me. The money's due you.
But I didn't mean it like that. Guess again, Connor.
I frankly don't understand you.
I'll explain myself. You wrote out a check, and you also wrote out a confession.
A confession?
You're right-handed. You wrote that check out right-handed, like Ralph Connor should, since he was always right-handed.
Look here, Craig.
Let me finish. But you've been deliberately left-handed for Mrs. Connor's benefit since you came back to her. To confuse her about you, start her doubting your identity. See you as an imposter, but never be sure. Until she went out of her mind like she has.
Well, you can't prove a thing, Craig.
All kinds of tricks like that to play on her imagination. You thin down, change your known habits and clothes and foods, your style of talk. All to make an already unstable woman a screaming lunatic. Have her declared mentally incompetent so you could take control of her money and her estate. How big is the estate, Connor? Big, I'd judge it to be. No end of money. It has to be a fabulous grab to rate your fancy technique in crime.
I say again, you can't prove a thing.
Because you're really Ralph Connor, huh? And can prove it. Birth certificate, relatives stuck somewhere, fingerprints. That's what you're gambling on. Why you're so cocksure. You're immune, you figure. Win or lose, you can't lose. Since you're really not an impersonator, but the genuine article. Get your hat anyhow, Connor.
My hat? Where are we going?
To the district attorney's office to see what charge he can fit to your kind of cute scheme. Offhand, I'd say conspiracy. But what do you bet the DA finds a few more in the book?
From March 1st, 1953, the episode Behold a Corpse. Joining star William Gargan in that one was Everett Sloan, Barbara Weeks, and Raymond Edward Johnson. I'm Greg Bell, and my question is about Johnson. Can you name the long-running mystery horror series on which he served as the original host? And after he departed, he was replaced by Paul McGrath. I'll name it, and then wrap up When Radio Was right after this.
MusicRewind.com introduces Ace of Spades, 60 guitar instrumentals of the 50s and 60s, a 3-CD compilation of songs from influential guitar groups, a true collector's item. Rock out on both sides of the pond with The Ventures, Chet Atkins, The Shadows, Santo and Johnny, Dwayne Eddy, The Crew Cats, The Fentones, The Wailers, Link Ray, and many more. All for the incredibly low price of $19.98.
Ace of Spades today at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Pay just $19.98, plus get a special bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code GUITAR77. Buy this 3-CD collection of guitar instrumentals of the 50s and 60s now at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Remember to enter or mention promo code GUITAR77 for reduced shipping. That's MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Don't forget promo code GUITAR77 to pay only $19.98 and save on shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
UPS is a 112-year-old company, and if we're going to be around that long, then innovation is key, and that's exactly what UPS continues to do. We spoke with Paul Gasper from UPS about their new service, UPS My Choice for Business.
And what that allows is a dashboard for businesses to actually go to one platform and be able to drill down and look at all the packages they're receiving, all the packages they're shipping out at the same time. So on the receiving side of it, they can look at the delivery windows and be able to manage and prepare for when packages are being received. On the delivery side of it, it allows them to really see when their customers are getting packages, because we're in an information age, and be it a consumer or be it a business, whoever you're, B2B or B2C space, people want information. They want to know when they're getting their packages, and this allows you to increase that customer experience.
Check out UPS My Choice for Business at UPS.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Welcome back. Before the break, I mentioned that Raymond Edward Johnson was the original host of a long-running mystery horror program. The answer is The Inner Sanctum Mysteries. When Johnson departed that show in 1945, though, he was eventually replaced by host Paul McGrath. I'm your host, Greg Bell, and we're done this time around. Be sure to visit us at the website, which is whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com.